participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 100.
Right. Who's this?
My name is Ira Hoffman.
Ira Hoffman. Where are you from, Ira?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful. What station are you listening on? Any idea?
No, I don't, but it's horrible.
You mean like the reception? Are you eating something, Ira?
Yes, I am.
Ira, how the hell are we ever supposed to get any ratings if you don't realize what station you're listening to, even if it's horrible?
Well, it's real difficult to pick up, but I do the best I can.
Wait a minute. I got the list here. Was it WPDC?
Okay.
Well, no.
1350s. I don't know what it is. It's terrible. Terrible. You need 13, to be on station.
Hold on. It's our station, so don't say it's terrible.
Well, go ahead and say it's terrible.
It's terrible.
What's the dial position?
1350 AM. Out of Lebanon, PA.
Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
No, that's York, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's York, Pennsylvania. W-O-Y-K.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Well, it's still bad.
And what are you eating, Ira?
You really want to know?
Yes.
A water ice.
A what, Ira?
Water ice.
I know. Water is ice, Ira.
Well, what can I tell you?
Like a snow cone, perhaps?
Yeah, something like that.
Ah. And furthermore, water ice, is that some sort of like Pennsylvania Dutch confection that we're not aware of?
Hold on. Now I'm getting some stuff on the screen. You're calling us from Harrisburg?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, the reason that you can't pick up the station from York is, because York, Pennsylvania is a different city from Harrisburg. We're on two stations in Harrisburg.
And what would they be?
You dumbass. It's WPDC and WVZN. And furthermore, now I'm hearing the station that we're on in York, Pennsylvania, we got some real ratings on.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so the reason you're having trouble picking it up is because it's like three cities away.
So what should he be listening to?
Tune in on Harrisburg.
Hold on a second. That's either, great dial position though in Harrisburg, either 1580.
1580?
Or 1600.
Oh my God, 15. So go all the way to the end of the dial.
Do it right now.
What? No, I really can't. You just don't want to hear that. I'm having a real problem with my radio and I'm afraid I'll blow out the...
But see, Ira, you're saying bad things about our station in York. Where in fact, Robbie, go to the map, will you please?
Sure. 1350, they tell us, is in Lebanon. The other
no. It's licensed. Hold on. It's licensed in York, Pennsylvania.
York.
Robbie?
It used to be on in Harrisburg, WKBO, but you abandoned us.
Far away.
Yeah, look how far away York is from Harrisburg.
1,000,000 miles.
Look at that. It's like half of Rob's finger away on our map of the United States.
So you can't go up to 1580 right now?
No.
Why? Why can't you do that?
Because I'm having a radio problem as we speak, and if I turn it on, it would be terribly loud.
Well, Ira, I want to tell you something, and I will badmouth our affiliates until the sun does not shine anymore. However,
right.
Your badmouthing of this station in York is wrong.
Unacceptable, Ira, especially since you've got the wrong station, and you could be listening to a station that's closer.
Well, I'll give that a whirl, but I think
I
advertised 1350 out of Lebanon.
Ira,
making a terrible mistake.
Hold on, Ira, I got the list here, okay?
Okay.
I got the list. Here's where we're on in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia. Shamokin.
Where in Philadelphia?
Ira, are you going to challenge me on everything?
I was in Philadelphia yesterday, and I was through the dial, and I could not find you guys.
Yeah, right, Ira. I must be wrong about everything, but you're right. Okay?
All right. That's why I'm where I am, and you're where you are.
That's WPHT, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Then you have WISL, Shamokin, Pennsylvania.
Shamokin.
WPDC and WVZN in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Then you have WWPA in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Then you've got WKQV in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And you've got WOYK in York, Pennsylvania. God damn it, we're on like seven stations in Pennsylvania, and you picked the one station that you can't pick up where you live, even though there are two stations in your town that carry our show.
I think I need to open my eyes a little bit or something here.
Well, Ira, I'm concerned about this radio issue. I'd just like you to turn that station on so we could hear it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm really having a bad radio problem, though.
I got news.
This radio issue.
I got news. We don't have much coverage around America, but yeah. Pennsylvania is one state.
Yeah, we got that state covered.
Mm-hmm. You're covered. Anywhere you're in Pennsylvania, you can hear this show.
Well, I will do a better job of it. I will be more vigilant.
Now, did you get to 1580 yet, Ira?
Yes, and you guys seem to be coming in.
Yeah, well, that's shocker.
I'm going to tune that in from now.
Shocker, Ira. It's a shocker.
Training on my behalf.
Now, do you believe me about Philadelphia?
Tell me that again. What is it? Is that AM also?
Yes, Ira. Yes.
Okay. I will go to Philly. I'm going to Philly on Friday, and I will do that.
Good. Good, Ira.
Ira, it's just a question of a little more paying attention.
Well, I'm going to have to do that.
Now, turn up the radio.
You know how hard I work to make this phone call?
Normally, we don't ask people to turn up the radio, but turn it on and tell me how crystal clear you're receiving either
I'm having a real bad time with the radio.
What is the problem you're having with your radio, Ira?
I don't ask people to turn up the radio, but turn it on. Okay.
Doesn't that come in loud on either WPDC or WVZN?
I get nothing.
I thought you just said you were picking it up perfectly.
Well, now I just really turned it on. I was worried I was going to blow out this. Let me see.
Here, what's he doing? He's confusing.
And I have you on 1600. But 1580 is not existing. I think you need to update that list.
Ira, you know what? F you and your families, okay? Frankly, I'm sick of Ira.
I am, too.
Go to hell, Ira.
Yeah, it was very difficult talking to Ira, to even make any kind of headway with Ira at all.
Hello, Don on my show.
Yeah, I know you guys don't give a rat's ass, but I'm 150 miles away from Sacramento, and I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, right. Well, listen. You're caller number 100 because that Ira guy just pissed me off.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You know, that's the one thing about this show. We cannot be heard in 80% of the country.
Right.
But Pennsylvania, for whatever reason,
right.
That's where Westwood One is kicking ass.
And old slow Ira wasn't able to process that, there was a station in the flatbed of his pickup.
Right. And they got two dial positions there. So, right. Like, if you're on one side of town where you can't hear the station, mm-hmm. They got another dial position.
And instead, Ira said, the last straw. If anybody's wondering what the last straw was with Ira, it was, hey, you better update your list there.
Yeah, right, Ira.
All right, Ira.
Because you're right. You're right.
But thank you very much.
Walking around eating your head cheese. And we are wrong. Well, listen, you now are caller 100.
And that confection he was eating doesn't exist. That, he was creating a name. He's probably
water
having,
ice.
Like, yeah, probably having a Slurpee, and he called it water ice.
Mm-hmm. Water ice.
Water ice. I'm Ira.
Well, listen, you are now caller 100.
And thank you very much.
What is your name?
My name is Dan, and I'm in Red Bluff, California, and I just left Redding, which is quite a distance from Sacramento.
Right.
And I know, again, you guys don't give a rat's ass, but...
No, we do. That's wonderful to hear. KHTK can be heard everywhere.
Yeah, it's a big station. I'll let you know that.
I feel like that guy in Clear and Present Danger when they blow up his plant, he goes, "Do you hear me? Are you listening to me?" You know the bad guy in Clear and Present Danger?
Yeah, that's taking batting practice.
Yeah, right. I watch that movie every time it's on HBO.
Yeah, it's great when the pickup truck's coming up the driveway, and they're
going, "Holy Mother of Jesus!" Not that I know that whole movie by heart.
That's a good movie. It's a good book, too.
But I do know that movie by heart. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, and that's a little lesson for Ira. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Ira? Ira?
You better update your list there.
Yeah, right, Ira.
I'm even my water ice.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
All right, here's a guy who wants to tell us about water ice.
Okay.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, water ice is this cheap Italian version of, putting Kool-Aid in the freezer in a little Dixie cup.
Okay, so there is a product called water ice?
It's not really...
I don't think Ira was Italian, though.
No, I don't think so.
It's one of those things you get in, like, the school cafeteria, the cheap desserts you get for, like, a quarter.
Do you mean, like, one of those flavor ice things? One of those things that
Flavo
you...
ice.
Yeah, one of those things you use...
It's not a stick. It's, like, in a cup, like a little ice cream cup.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Very similar to an Italian ice, though.
Italian ice. Mm-hmm.
Maybe with the same texture as the Flavo ice, the mm-hmm. things that your mom used to put in the refrigerator. And,
right.
You know, when you'd be bugging her for something.
Cool Pops.
Go get some of those. Yeah, well, Cool Pops was the name brand.
Right. Yeah.
Flavo ice is like your...
We had the Cool Pops.
Oh, we had Flavo ice.
You had Flavo ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll give you some kind of nasty disease.
Absolutely. You know what else my mother used to do? She used to piss me off.
What?
She'd never buy us name brand food.
Oh, really?
Everything was Super G.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, Giant?
Right. That sucks.
So, and like when we'd get yogurt.
Right.
We used to love to take just regular yogurt and put like, what is it, Lipton onion tea mix. Or soup
onion
mix.
Soup
right.
mix.
Right. And you stir some of that in.
In the yogurt?
Yeah, and then you get some potato chips. You make a nice dip.
Yeah.
Except it would gross me out. I'd be sitting there eating it. I'd be grossed out. My mom would say, did you like that? I'd say, yeah. She'd say, look. And it was this big, ugly, Super G yogurt. I mean, I'm a sucker for name brands. I love the name brands.
I am too.
They
I am
have
too.
A name brand ice, too. It's Rita Ice. They have a little, like a store, like a mall store that does it.
Am I missing, like, some words here? Brita Ice?
Brita, R-I-T-A.
You mean like Brita, like the water filter people?
No, he said R-I-T-A, but
R-I-T-A.
It was sounding like he said Brita, like B-R-I-T-A.
Is it Rita?
Rita, as in the Spanish lover Rita.
Okay,
Rita.
All right, thank you.
R-I-D-A, Rita.
Bye-bye. You know, it really used to get me about my mom was when she'd buy that Tussie deodorant.
That super cheap deodorant.
And my mom was so cheap.
Big ball, wasn't it, Tussie?
No, my mom bought the kind that came in a jar like Noxzema.
Oh! And they had to wipe it under their arm.
Paste. Right. My mom would open this jar. She'd take it like glue or paste.
Right. Take some fingers.
Put her first two fingers in there, get a nice big, and then just rub it all over her armpit.
Oh, gross.
Tussie.
Tussie.
That's not embarrassing. When your friends come over to the house, and first off, you got like all of our Cokes and everything. We're all like Super G Cola.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. And then you go in the back and you see my mom's big tin of Tussie.
Tussie deodorant.
Tussie. She hated name brands.
No wonder you have such brand loyalty nowadays.
Oh, I do love the name brands.
Yeah.
I flipped out the other day. We were grocery shopping with my son. He wanted to buy some, what's the Safeway Coke? It's like Cragmont. What is it, Robbie?
It used to be Cragmont. Now it's Safeway Select.
Safeway Select. The three of us are in a grocery store, Frida, me, and Bart, and I said, go get some Diet Cokes. We're running low. I think this, as a matter of fact, it was the weekend that you guys were all coming over to play cards,
okay.
right?
Okay, yep, yep.
So I sent him over, and he comes over, and I said, I mean, I really got mad. I said, no, don't you ever bring me the Safeway brand cola. He said, but Dad, look, it's like $2 cheaper than Diet Coke. And I said, no, I will not serve that to my friends.
There's an enormous difference in sodas, in my opinion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a huge difference. And, you know, Cheetos or something like that, occasionally you can, you know, a snack food, mm-hmm. you can do okay. But as far as colas, there is absolutely no comparison.
It was, even with the snack foods, you can taste the difference.
I know.
You can taste the difference.
But I do. The thing about the snack foods, I like sometimes the idea of taking the big super scoop and just, you know, scooping out your own and putting it in a little plastic bag.
Oh, that's like carnival food, man. That's gross.
Sorry, I've left you here, haven't I?
Yes, plus you don't know where that scoop has been, Mike, and, like, who's touched it, what they've done with it.
I'm sorry, what was I thinking? I was so foolish to do that now. You know,
week,
when you're talking, you realize you've done something you're not proud of. Yes, I, like, reach in there with the big scoop.
Last week, they used that scoop at the dog food bin. Down the aisle.
Yeah. Got some brand loyalists here. But I'll tell you, I do buy the Cheetos product quite often.
You ever steal the Brock's candy when you were a kid?
You mean the little caramels?
You know, when you would go like past the banana aisle and stuff,
right.
They would always have this big thing, and it was always on the honor system
right.
for the Brock's candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go by my mom. I mean, I would walk by every time. And I'd take one or two pieces of candy, put them mm-hmm. in my mouth, and then, you know, leave the store and feel like, huh, I've just pulled the greatest bank job of all time.
That's right. We are fearing at all times that the, you know, the chairman of the grocery store would, may I speak with your son, please?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Alan. I work for Giant Food.
Oh, congratulations. It's a wonderful grocery store.
Huh?
It's a wonderful grocery store.
Yeah, it's a great grocery store.
It is a great grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just don't like any products that are not name brand, whether it be Giant or Safeway, or Piggly Wiggly, or Ralph, or whatever those stores.
I can tell you for a fact, okay, this is for a fact, you can go into a Giant food store, walk up to a Giant Super G container of, say, Cremora, they're equal to Cremora, Mm-hmm. Peel that label back at the seam. It is Borden. You know, Borden that makes Borden Cream Orange.
You know what? I don't care. No. I will pay the extra money for the name brand.
But same thing, Skippy Peanut Butter. They make our peanut butter.
But okay? Aren't there certain products that are the giant label that are not the same as the name brand? Come on, tell the truth.
Some of them, I wouldn't doubt. I mean, a vegetable thing probably comes from a vegetable guy.
And I got to think, someplace. Even with the Skippy peanut butter, they got to put some special ingredient in a regular Skippy.
Peter Pan.
They water it down.
Hold on, let's go to our food expert, Rob Spiewak.
I worked in a grocery store.
Right.
And the way I get it is that they license out all the stuff. It's not like Safeway can make their own film, but they'll buy film from like Fuji or Kodak, and it might not be the same as like First Line Kodak, but it's made by the companies, but because it's not got the Kodak name or the Fuji name or whatever, they're not going to put it 100% in. So
now, I will tell you, there are a lot of things that he talks about that's useless knowledge, but I say when he gets on the subject of food and like grocery stores and retail, you could put him on CNN when you want to talk about something like that.
Rob Spiewak, consumer.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's different. It's not going to be like identical to Skippy peanut butter, even if it's made by Skippy, because it's not got all the proper ingredients.
It's like Skippy Seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Like just Skippy, like you're buying it at the Skippy Outlet store.
Skippy Outlet.
Okay. Which is really, and you know, another word for outlet stores is picked over, used, we don't want it anymore stores.
Yeah, right. That's why I stick with the name brands, my friend.
Okay, well, I can run with that. But
okay, good. Thank you.
I'm telling you that if you peel back a lot of these labels...
Man, I'm telling you, I feel better buying the name brands.
Bully.
I'm a name brand guy.
Bully.
And I don't want to sell my wife down the river here, okay, you know, after I was talking about the Cheetos.
Go ahead.
But I got to do it, okay? I mean, because I am a brand name person. You know that. I'm a brand name person myself. And there are a lot of products in our house that occasionally will be the food products. She likes buying occasionally the prepared food products from Giant, the stuff that's already pre-made.
Oh, my wife does that too.
I hate it. I hate, for example, the Giant, we got meat the other day, sandwich meat, roast beef, that was not like gone at deli counter, not gone and wrapped in the paper and like brought home from the deli counter. It was deli meat, shaved deli meat that was in the yellow tray with the plastic on top
of it. Okay, listen, she's wrong. You got to buy the name brand, or you got to buy your Oscar Mayer or your Smith's or one of the other.
Or get it shaved off the rump. Shave it off the rump and put it in the, you know. That's deli counter stuff that, in my opinion, has gone past its prime.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good. And I had one bite of this roast beef sandwich, and I thought I was going to throw up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, she's just trying to save you a few pennies.
Right. She means well.
You just spit your water all the way over to my side.
Hello?
I'm serious. Hold on, honey. Mike just spit his water all the way across the console.
That was Mountain Dew. It's going to be sticky. It's going to be sticky. And incidentally, that was Mountain Dew. All right? There's the brand name.
Brand name.
Hi, honey.
Sorry, I made a terrible mess.
I'm with you. I agree with you. Good. I mean, my mother would... Everything was Dart Drugs. The Dart Drugs brand.
Hold on. Mike is cleaning his microphone
now. Sorry, Fred. I've gotten Mountain Dew all over the studio. I'm sorry.
All right. We buy all name brands, right?
Yes, we do. Because my mother would only buy Dart Drug stuff, too. And when I had a friend come from college to visit me in Washington, she didn't want to see the Washington Monument or anything. She wanted to see Dart Drug, where everything I had at college came from.
All right. Good. Well, good. Then we're on the same page.
All right.
I'm just trying to think. Mike was just talking about Laura buying stuff that was off brand. I don't think you ever do that. I think you always buy the name brand stuff.
No, I was scarred as a child also.
All right, good. Well, see, there's another reason I love you. That's something else we have in common. Our love of name brands.
I love you.
I love you too. Oh, and you know what? Now that I'm thinking about the thing in the grocery store a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. Not only did I yell at my son, my wife yelled at my son about that Safeway caller,
name brand. And I suppose if you're deprived of the name brands as a child, you're going to want to get more of the name brands, you know?
And yeah, you yelled at him too, right?
That's right. And remember that movie Mother with Debbie Reynolds and...
Oh, the protective ice, sure.
Albert Brooks, yeah.
Sweet Tooth.
That is Sweet my mother.
Tooth. Yeah.
She would buy that huge thing of cheese or that huge thing with the permafrost on it of the sherbet.
Sure.
Yeah. I am a consumer like you, my boo-boo.
I would never say this to your mom's face, because she is like a mom to me. But that's one reason, like, when your mom wants to make me a sandwich or something, I always say no. I always do, because she's always got that funky, like...
Well, I hope whatever you said was just nice, because my cell phone broke up right then.
I just said that I generally, if your mom wants to make me a sandwich or something, I don't eat it. Because, hello?
Oh, dear.
I don't... I don't think that was on purpose. I think the cell phone just broke up.
Yeah, Mom, your mother-in-law's just trying to save the family a few pennies.
But she's the worst at it. She has no name brands at all.
Yeah, see, my wife will get the occasional non-name brand, but you know, we got a pantry full of Lucky Charms. I'll tell you that. That's the name brand. That's the cereal of cereals for my family.
The worst. When you've had generic mayonnaise.
That's inexcusable.
My mother-in-law making sandwiches, and she goes, son, do you want a sandwich? And I go, yeah, sure. And then as soon as I see the generic mayonnaise, I always say, you know what, Big Frida? You know, I don't want to gain all that weight back. You know,
were you a Hellman's family or Miracle Whip family?
Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Although, you know, I don't... Since I've lost all this weight, I don't even eat mayonnaise anymore.
Oh, see, I eat it like pudding.
I absolutely. You eat it like pudding or pudding?
Pudding. I eat it like a big. I really pretend it's vanilla pudding with just a little sour sauce.
Exactly
what it is. Big spoon, tablespoons full of mayonnaise. No, I'm a Hellman's man. Thank you, Rob. You know, the Hellman's good product.
When I was big into mayo, Hellman's I always thought was yellower.
Yes.
And more eggy than Miracle Whip.
Richer, creamier.
Grosser.
But Hellman's also, you know, screwed it up when they introduced the cholesterol-free Hellman's. I mean, that did not taste the same, nor did Hellman's Light.
No.
You got to get the regular, you know, kind of like curdled-looking
Hellman's. Hellman's looks like snot, man.
It's delicious snot, though. It's great on a sandwich.
I think my wife's calling back. Hello?
Hey, you know what the worst purchase is? The very worst, because when we were down at the beach, I was under the influence of my mother.
Yeah.
So when I went to Food Line, I picked up their toilet paper.
And then you've got like a rash for the rest of your life.
You might as well sand your...
You know what? That's another product. You got to buy your brand name toilet paper, too. You got to buy your brand name Kleenex.
Right.
You got to buy your brand name paper towels for in the kitchen.
Of course.
Now, Mom will pick up stuff for us down the beach, and I've had to make rules.
You might as well use the newspaper if you're going to buy it that way.
Yes, and the worst thing is, I didn't buy just like one roll because it's impossible. You buy a bunch of rolls, so if you know, I am too cheap just to throw it away, so I will bear it the whole time I've got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now that you told me that, we're going to go to the beach this weekend, and I will buy new toilet paper for everybody.
Good.
New name brand. What is our name brand? Is it Charmin? Is that our name brand, honey?
We like the one with the teddy bear on it. What's that one?
Snuggles.
Yes. Well, yeah, the one that's snuggly.
Snuggle.
Right, we like the teddy bear toilet paper.
Never, ever, ever buy the store brand paper towel.
Do I have it wrong, Rob? You're giving me a look and I'm doubting.
I'm trying to think.
Snuggles is a fabric softener.
Maybe Cottonelle?
Cottonelle?
No, I think it's... What is it, Bart, with the teddy bear on it?
Charmin.
Bart says it's Charmin with the
teddy bear. It is Charmin.
But I should point out to all of you that extra value is what you get when you buy Coronet.
Teddy bear.
You know what I love? I'll tell you something I love right now. I love those dryer strips. I love to smell those things out of the box.
Oh, the dryer strips.
You know,
the Stay Soft.
Honey, what's the name of those dryer strips?
Oh, no. Okay, we buy Angel
Bounce.
Soft. Angel Soft Bounce. Is the toilet paper.
What is it, honey?
Angel. I think it's the Angel Soft one. The one with the angel on it.
That's a name brand, Mike. It's a name brand. I swear to God it is.
Second tier brand.
We buy name brand toilet paper.
I just don't think they advertise a lot.
Name brand paper like towels company. Are a must. There's nothing worse than a paper towel, than a cheap paper towel.
When you send me out to buy paper towels, don't I always come home with a brawny? Yes.
Yeah, but you buy the kind that have little duckies on them. We buy the, I like the plain
I don't paper care.
Towels.
See, if I have a choice, I go to the store.
It's a huge difference in paper towels. You can buy, if you buy cheap paper towels and you spill something, seriously, you're going to put it down there and it's just going to sit there.
Right.
Yeah, right. No, but you have to buy white ones, sweetie. Don't buy the ones that are the country kitchen ones.
Honey, I buy the ones that have the guy with the shirt on there.
Flannel shirt.
That's
Brawny. But Brawny makes white ones, and you find the ones that are...
Everything's named brand with me.
I buy the one with the guy with the Dinty Moore shirt on.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bye.
Hey,
love you.
I like this session of the show.
All right,
I love
you.
I like this topic better than women's chesties.
Women's chesties. I love you. Oh, speaking of women's chesties, you called Mrs. O'Mara today?
Yes, I do. I did. I got to put a call into Mrs. Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
But and I might see what Mrs. Stevens is doing that night.
Whoa. You gonna bring Roz Stevens with you?
Honey.
Well, all right. Well, you got to spend all the time in the car with her.
Yeah, I like Roz. What did you say that like it's a threat?
This is strange. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's your life.
All right,
your
good.
Life. Ask the general manager's wife to go with the farm. I don't know if the listen, I don't mind if you know what goes on at one of these shows. I don't think it's a good idea that Ken knows what goes on at these shows, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the idea is going to be on that night to make you as uncomfortable as possible.
Well, you do whatever you need.
All right, love you.
All right, love you.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. She's on her own little mission there for our next Las Vegas-style show.
A car full of women. Car full of spouses.
And I think you're right about the name of that dryer product, Bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that stuff smells so good.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, Bounce is wonderful stuff.
Sometimes I put five or six sheets in mm-hmm. just so when I pull my jeans out of the dryer,
right.
they smell like it.
And it lasts all day.
It's great. Sadly, it doesn't, Mike.
Fabric softener sheets. And if you wipe your color television with them, if you wipe the screen with one of those dryer sheets, it kills the static electricity so it doesn't draw dust on
it. And
then
it's a multi-purpose product. You
yes,
can actually wipe with those.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, we sound like fags right now. I hope you know that. After all the talking I was doing about male stewardesses before, we sound like queen fags right now.
We're just very dull, domesticated individuals.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
How you doing, Mike, boss? How you doing?
Hey.
Listen, I don't want to wear this subject out, but it kind of ties in with the worst job I ever had.
What?
I worked at a bean factory.
A bean factory?
A cannery. Cannery. Mm-hmm. And they licensed out, you know, to all these little chains. Yeah, that's what I said. It was green beans. Come on.
Right. Beans, magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. Eat beans in every meal.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
There's a difference. They would take all the ones with the crap all over them or marked up or whatever, and they would go to the chains and their own brand. They got the Primo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
there is a
difference in green beans coming out of the same hopper, going into the same cooker.
Out of the hopper.
Hopper.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Buddy. Thank you. Bean man. I was Bean, Mike. I was Mr. Bean.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hi, Bean.
I was wanting to know if you'd seen my sign last night.
Seen your sign? Did you say you are seeing your sign, or did we see your sign? I am seeing your sign. I am defecting from the Cuban baseball team.
And I've seen your sign. Get into the back of the car, please.
I sound a lot better than the guy from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, oh, you do.
Mm.
World's better. Where did you hold up your sign, sir?
I was sitting on the front row with my back to the camera. I thought we had the seats on the other side.
At what event?
WCW, Nitro in Charlotte. I'm from Greenville, and we drove up last night.
Right. You know, actually, we got a call last hour, I think. Somebody said they saw your sign. Did they say Dynamite?
I didn't hear it. I was out.
Say Dynamite 316?
Yeah, it had Yeah Baby on the bottom.
Oh, beautiful.
That's a good job. Congratulations on that.
And they're coming back. They're coming to our town here in a couple of weeks. And
lucky.
I'm going to try to get another one made.
I think it's an absolute miracle that you go to that much wrestling.
We appreciate it.
Every time the guys were like down on the side on the floor, I was trying to yell in the camera.
He tried to yell into the camera.
The microphone on the camera.
Good one, Buzz. So you're not so nice after all. All right, well, listen, we do appreciate the spontaneous publicity. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
You just picture a guy, you know, you see a guy at a sporting event and the camera's on him. The guy's going,
moving his lips around, screaming at the top of his lungs. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there. Anything else? Anything you could do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm low. lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man Duke Zebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey.
It sounds like you guys need a new weather person.
We don't have a weather person. We talk about here.
In the area there.
Oh, in D.C.?
You're wrong.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You got to check out this chick on the Weather Channel, Dizzy Gillespie. She is the biggest
whore
in meteorology.
Biggest whore in meteorology.
What a babe. The Weather Channel.
No, I'll tell you, there's a guy on the Weather Channel, and I feel bad.
Biggest in meteorology.
Okay. Are you talking about the winter weather expert?
Yeah, this guy.
God.
He looks like a caveman, okay? And he always has a wrinkled shirt on.
Right.
Always looks like his breath smells bad. And they bring this poor schmuck on whenever there's bad weather.
And he has the worst voice of any broadcaster
I've
ever heard.
He should not be on television, right?
It looks like you're developing in the middle part of the country. We're supposed to have a low pressure system that's coming across. I can't talk, but I'm the one.
Why do they, I guess they got a lot of degrees on winter weather or something, but they're a winter weather expert.
The Weather Channel has the worst anchor people.
Yes, they do.
They have awful people sitting behind the camera.
Right.
They have even worse people that they send out in the muckluck hats and the big parkas.
Right.
I'm in White Plains, New York, and right now, nothing happening yet.
It's a tough gig in television, isn't it? That is a tough gig.
They all get boners, though, when the weather's bad on the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah. Put them on a beach in the middle, a direct hit hurricane, they'll be very excited.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, for Rob's Lip.
Yes.
What did we learn on your show was good for insect bites and burns?
Oh, geesh, right. Well, I'm not supplying that.
No way.
I'm not supplying that geesh.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The thing on HBO for tonight.
HBO, they're doing a whole special.
Private Dicks.
With guys.
11 o'clock.
And their penises. It's just going to be an hour of guys.
Naked guys.
Naked guys showing their penises and talking about their penises.
Mm-hmm. America Undercover, men exposed, men discuss their anatomy.
I'm liking it.
I bet you are.
Well, this will be a woman that's got her beach towel out all
We have them all.
I don't see breasts last night. So.
I don't think that they would be in an aroused state. Would that turn you on, seeing penises that are like turtles that have gone back in their shells?
Not really.
Not really. No, okay.
semi-aroused.
It's like the joke, the college co-ed that goes into a science class and they ask her to draw the male appendage. And so she draws the male appendage in the state of arousal. The professor comes over and says, no, I want you to draw it the other way. And she says, what other way?
Ah, bada bing.
Hello.
Dynamite.
Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, have you guys ever seen the guy on the Weather Channel? Looks like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
No, I don't think. Have you seen a guy? They all look like cheesy small market.
I know
TV
guys.
This guy looks just like Beavis. He almost talks like him. He has like the triangle head. And
are you talking about the guy with the white hair and the white mustache?
Yeah, yeah.
And the light bulb sized head.
Exactly.
I know exactly.
Just like Beavis.
He does have a Beavis head.
So check him out next time. You'll know
all right.
Exactly when you see him.
I'll look for him. Thank you.
All right, bye, Donovan.
He's Hurricane Man.
There's a guy on the Weather Channel, one of their big fat weathermen,
right?
Who wears too much eye makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes on, he looks like girl's eyes. Looks like Boy George. You know when Boy George used to wear a lot of makeup and stuff?
The high eyebrows.
Makes him feel pretty.
Yeah. Wee.
Yes, so.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Man, The Sopranos last night.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. I can't talk about it because I didn't see it.
Thought it was mediocre. Another
la 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 la.
Another mediocre episode.
La 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 la. I can't hear you.
It sucks, man. They're getting worse and worse.
Yep, I have to agree with you.
Well, I won't be able to give you my opinion until tomorrow. So please don't talk about it. Because with the bad snow that we had last night,
mm-hmm.
the snow that the weathermen said was going to stop at 6 o'clock,
right.
Our satellite dish went out because it was snowing so bad, so I had to get Robbie to tape it for me.
I'll be interested to see what you think. It's still worth watching. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always is. I think it's always worth watching. But a bit of a watch checker.
La, la,
you're
going to
be disappointed, though.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
See, the connoisseurs are weighing in, and it's unfortunate you didn't get a chance to see it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's why I had to watch Schindler's Fist last night,
mm-hmm.
because we lost the satellite, which meant I was down to 4, 5, 7, and 9.
That's after they blew the forecast that they had,
yeah.
they said, hey, it's all out of here now.
Yeah.
No, nothing to worry. That's when we really got the snow.
Oh, I had a very awkward moment at the basketball game on Friday night. Because one of the guys playing on my team was that Napoleon guy, Topper Shut from Channel 9.
Topper Shut, best name in weather.
A guy that we busted, and rightly so, but mm-hmm. we busted his balls pretty good last week about screwing up the weather forecast.
Sure, it's fun to pick on weathermen.
Mm-hmm. He's a little guy about 4 feet tall. And everybody else in this basketball game that I played in just had on shorts and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Topper Shut had not a long sleeve shirt, but a shirt that went down past his elbows, okay, mm-hmm. like a baseball undershirt. Almost.
Okay.
He also had on big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles. Mm-hmm. He also had on elbow pads.
Elbow pads.
And knee pads.
Elbow pads.
And knee pads to play in a basketball game. And because the traffic on the Beltway was so screwed up, I didn't arrive till 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. till halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down on the bench, and I was waiting for the second half to start, and he came right over, sat down, he said,
yeah, he listens to the show, and he'll come up, right, he'll confront, I love that.
He came over, like, hey, Don, how you doing? And I was off guard for a second, because I'm just looking at him, like, knee pads,
his goggles,
big goggles on. He says, hey, I understand you guys are giving me a hard time last week. He said, yeah, well, you screwed the forecast up. He said, no. No, I didn't. Not really.
Not really. God. Takes it real personal.
And then he went through the whole thing again where he says, I said that 10 miles south we could get up to a foot of snow. No, please, Topper.
Shut up.
Topper Shut. Please.
Come on now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. Well, I was calling because, first of all, I live in Arlington, and the meteorologist confound me again and again, and I wonder, why do I ever listen?
You know, that's what my wife was saying to me yesterday when I was getting mad at the guy on Channel 4, Dave Jones. I was fuming last night, and she said, why do you even believe the weather people to begin with? Why do you watch when you know that they're not going to be able to get the forecast right? Why don't you just go look out the window
mm-hmm.
and see what's going to happen? But I guess it's more fun to watch them and then get mad at them.
I think everybody wants to know what's going to happen. You know, everybody wants to know what's going to happen.
Why am I bothering? Why do I bother?
It's like a horoscope. You look at it for amusement, you know, and maybe it'll happen and maybe it won't, but it's no more credible than your average horoscope.
But you know what? My horoscope is incredibly...
It's better?
Accurate. But anyway, off on
Bravo. Talk about it. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was calling because I think it's always, you know, it's always a good thing when we talk about it and we, you know, get it out of the air.
Are we talking about it from a female perspective or a male perspective? And when I say that, I mean whoever's doing it.
Well, I guess since I'm female.
Yeah, it's from your perspective.
It's from my perspective.
Very good.
We do talk about myself to be the Mark McGuire of the Masturbation League.
You're in the record book.
Way to go, slugger.
Yeah. Every time it went out of the ballpark.
I'm in the top five, and I'm trying really hard to make it up into the top three.
Every time. Well, you're always in the batter's box.
I am always in the batter's on deck, just watching.
Just watching and trying to get the timing right.
I swing at every pitch.
I know you do.
Hasn't hurt you yet. Fastball.
You don't strike out, though, like a lot of people that are first ball hitters.
Curveball. No, as a matter of fact, You want to think about that?
Oh, no.
About 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I was fine with this conversation until you mentioned that you're really...
About 1 o'clock today.
Oh, God.
And I had sex with my wife last night. That's how charged up I am. About 1 o'clock today, I just thought, boy, I got about 10 minutes on my hands.
It should be proper.
Because you find that a little sexual activity before the show relaxes and centers you.
Yes, it does. So everybody, think about what you were doing today at about 1 o'clock East Coast time, and know that that's what I was doing.
Oh, God.
That's what I was doing.
Upstairs in my bedroom.
I think this, you know, it's become conspicuously silent on the phone. I believe this woman might be getting into this.
No.
That's where you were at one?
That's where I was at one. I was being polite. I was taught not to, you know, interject.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Baby.
Well, I'm way too thin for any of... for Don or Mike to ever think I'd be attractive. But I am...
Like what's way too thin?
That's like what, like Ellie McBeal or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Exactly. Wow. I'm exactly Ellie McBeal. My husband says, oh my God, you look so much like Ellie McBeal.
You probably look like one of those girls in Schindler's List last night.
Are you under 100 pounds?
I'm just over. Like 101.
101, and how tall are you?
5'5".
5'5" and 101.
I'm
baby.
Very thin.
And I'm awful with this. I'm like the guy at the carnival.
Yeah.
You know, where you say, I'll give you a prize if I guess your weight. I'm awful at this game, so I don't know. You might be a skinny mini.
I'm very
I don't know.
Thin. But I'm very thin. But guys do seem to think I'm very attractive because last week, some other woman, I said, oh, well, you know, very few people do it, I guess, like I do it.
This is a pretty good show for a Monday, isn't it?
Certainly is.
I mean, about 20 minutes ago, we were talking about that stupid fight, and this is what we're talking about now.
Wow.
So how do you do it?
Okay, well, I do it, actually, I lay down, and I keep my underwear on, because for the friction value, and I rub on the pillow.
All right, we can't have too much detail here, you know.
Okay, I'm not using any bad words.
Okay, good, no, go ahead.
Okay. I rub the necessary area with a pillow until I mock.
Oh my.
I had to delete it out there.
Okay.
You rub your... because the last thing you said, because you can't say the... thing about what happened.
There are a few standards.
You can't. You can't say what happened to you after you rub yourself with the pillow.
Yes.
Okay. But congratulations on that,
and thanks for telling us.
Really? Now, what kind of pillow is this? Is it like a sofa pillow? Is it a
any pillow?
Any pillow.
Any pillow. Throw pillow.
Down pillow.
Can you tell me what it is that I can't say on feather, the air?
I think we've covered that, man.
You can't. What you can't say is what you just said. What you know when you said, I rub myself with a pillow until I
bang. Got it.
Okay, yeah. You can't say
got
that.
Got it. Okay.
But it turns you on talking like that on the radio, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's part of the attraction of of doing what you do is calling and telling us and 4 million of our friends.
Do you have any pillows around right now?
Yes, I have a pillow here.
What kind of a pillow is it?
It's a pillow that's on the couch.
I mean, describe the pillow, please. Big, small,
it's
soft,
like
hard,
from
corduroy.
From Crate and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, corduroy with one of those big buttons in the middle of it.
corduroy.
Well, aim the crate at the barrel, right?
Why don't you demonstrate?
Well, it's hard to do it on the phone.
Why?
To take my pants off.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you want me to take my jeans off? Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You ever use a beanbag?
I've never used a beanbag.
You know those big beanbag chairs like hippies have?
Yes.
I'm not a hippie.
I had one of those beanbags.
So did I.
It was covered with vinyl
years ago.
Right.
It was a vinyl beanbag.
Right.
You guys are 10 years older.
Standard issue beanbags.
Yeah.
And
everybody
I
had a beanbag.
Never had a beanbag.
Never had a beanbag.
Never had a beanbag.
Most women don't have beanbags.
I think you'd like it.
I think some of the women that work here have beanbags, Mike. I don't want to mention any names. Because the last time I did, that woman's still not talking to me. And did you notice today, Buzz, when we were downstairs, that she purposely, the woman that's mad at me, purposely did not take the elevator with us? And this woman never takes the stairs. Mm-hmm. However, she took the stairs just because Buzz and I were standing down there waiting
for
the elevator.
Yep. Yeah. She was making a point.
Still angry.
Mm-hmm.
Still mad.
Still angry after all these years.
I still stand by what I said, though.
Yes, I remember that well.
Me too.
But we'll never know, I suppose.
Oh, I know. And you know, and Buzz knows. Come on. You know it. You know it.
But no way actually to verify it unless, you know,
no.
Somehow we obtain pictures.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask Buzz a question?
Sure. Oh, dear. Sure. Here we go. Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
So, are you still swapping?
No, I gave that up years ago.
Mm.
That was really just an experiment.
So he says.
Dad, Buzz. I'd like to try.
Come on, pillow lady. We're waiting here.
What are you waiting for?
You know what? Now, don't play coy with us.
We're waiting for you to do your pillow trick.
Okay, I'm all ready.
Let's have some pillow talk.
Some pillow talk. And, okay. I can't really lay down with the phone, so I've got.
Sure, you can. You just cradle the phone on your shoulder.
Well,
or just set the phone down next to you.
Get carpet burn?
Just set the phone down next to you.
Okay. All right. I'm laying down.
Okay.
Oh, gracious. Okay, I've got the phone.
Gracious me.
Good gracious. Okay, so you got the pillow.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So
go
I'm
ahead.
Doing it.
You're doing it right now?
Yeah.
So how is the experience for you talking to us and doing that at the same time?
It's very funny.
Very funny.
Hey, how about that? It's funny.
You must not be doing it right if it's funny.
Or we're not allowing her to do it right. Maybe right. Talking to us is more funny than it is, you know.
Okay. Silence, everybody, please.
Silencio.
Let's have a moment of silence for some pillow talk. Now, go ahead. What's your first name?
Hannah.
Talk, keep talking. Oh, like the hair color.
Okay, Hannah, go ahead.
Okay, well, thinking about...
she snorted.
Spanked.
Yeah. She snorted, didn't she?
What are you thinking about?
Getting spanked.
Oh, thinking about getting spanked. Okay, good. Okay.
And...
Yeah, go with that.
And...
you sound like Archie Bell in the Drills. Do the tighten up. Ding, 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 ding.
And think about you getting spanked and getting laid.
And getting spanked and getting what?
Laid.
Okay. Well, she can say that, getting laid. She can say that.
That's what?
You can say get laid.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I said something before and I got deleted and I didn't even realize it. But that's what I'm thinking about.
Is this an all-day job?
No.
Is this an all-day sucker?
No.
Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds to wind this up. Okay? There you go.
What is it you want to hear?
Just want to hear the job done to completion.
Oh.
He's a very impatient man.
30 seconds.
There's a window into his sexual soul right here.
Come on, 30 seconds. Come on. Whore.
Whore.
Common whore.
Pillow whore.
All right, Hannah. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a nice day, Hannah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I bet she was a pig.
I thought, you know, there's something about Hannah.
I bet
I think
she
Hannah
was.
Liked talking a lot more than doing anything.
I really bet she was. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's a hard act to follow, so to speak.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, the Schindler's List is an exception, really. I'm talking about nudity on television.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if you look at any of those television shows about you know, tribes or natives in different areas, they show them naked. They don't care. You know, everything's out in the open. But if it's white people, they blur it out. What's that about?
Hold on, this is the most ridiculous call we've received thus far.
I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused at what your point is.
What shows about tribes?
If you see a show on Discovery or something, I'm from the Fiji Islands, for example. You see some show on, some islanders or some, Yamamamo tribe or whatever, and they show them all naked, and, everything's hanging, and they don't blur anything out.
Like National Geographic, you mean?
Yeah, exactly, okay. Or Discovery or the Learning Channel or whatever.
Right.
But when it comes to white people, like they show about nudist colonies, it's educational, but they blur it all out.
That's one example where I think you have a point. I think you have a point. If you're talking about a documentary,
except I think
I was going to say, normally in European societies they're fully clothed. So when they're not clothed, it's different. If you go into a remote people,
I think the difference is that if you're running a TV station and you got a show about tribes in Africa or something,
right?
Then that falls under the borderline of just the way our society is of being educational. If you're doing something about nudists,
right?
That's not educational. That's more like the Jerry Springer show.
Well, but the Learning Channel does both of them. It's the same station does both these types of shows. But for one show, they show it's almost like saying that these people in the tribes are subhuman, whereas the white people in the nudist colonies are, some upper class, whatever.
So you're arguing for total nudity. Anybody that's naked should be seen on TV.
Exactly. That's my point.
And I would beg to differ with you that the white people at nudist colonies are upper class. I think many of them are white trash.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm just saying they portray them differently,
Well, I think we can all agree that, total nudity on television, total full frontal nudity.
We're for it.
As a matter of fact, Don and I, for the longest period of time, have argued that the anchors on local newscasts ought to do their entire news totally nude.
Standing up with no desk in front of them.
That's right.
Would you love to see that? I'm Morris Jones. And I'm naked.
Thanks, guys.
They had him out at Dulles Airport last night wearing a parka.
Right.
If there's ever a guy that shouldn't wear a parka with a hood on it on television, it is Morris Jones. Please.
You know that guy, Pat Collins? From Channel 4 here in Washington.
Oh, the guy with the driving cap.
Looked a little irritated to be out there. Hey, because he took a yardstick over. He said, here, I'm going to measure right now. We have 2 3/4 inches of snow. And it looked like he was a little irritated at the assignment. Sorry, Pat.
But it's kind of a letdown for him because he's normally the body bag guy at Channel 4.
And I kind of thought he was the regular Monday through Friday guy. They got him out on a Sunday night, sticking his yardstick in snow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Crazy, and I wonder why. before.
The Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I want to give all you married guys out there a little tip. Okay?
All right.
Way to make your woman appreciate you a little bit more.
How?
You know, my wife works at a some kind of a women's shelter. One day a week she does volunteer work.
Good.
Right, honey?
That's right, boo-boo.
And I guess it's Wednesday, the day that she works. And like yesterday, she called during the commercials to talk to me. And she was super mushy with me. And like, oh, I love you so much. Do you love me? And I was like, yes, yes. You know, I love you. It's in the middle of doing this. Show. Yes, I love you. See you later. I got home last night. Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. And then I finally figured out why. She mentioned to me that she had spent like 4 hours working on a hotline with women calling up saying, oh, that, you know, their husbands have left them for another woman or something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was a lot of sad, yeah, it is a sad thing that, you know, women needing information about divorce and separation, and it just makes me glad that they appreciate that we're happy.
Yeah, it worked out good for
me. So the advice would be get all your wives to work at a place like this so that they... they hear the bad side, and they know that they've got it better.
They appreciate it. Yeah, but on the other hand, if we ever aren't happy, I know exactly what to do.
When you were answering those phones, did Carrie Spiewak call?
She's a regular.
Regular caller. Calling for advice.
Because, you know, Rob has a bad marriage.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Rob has the worst marriage of anybody in this building, I think.
Has she fled to Europe recently?
No, but she's going back home to mother next week.
Ah, not going to Richmond?
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful.
Ah, yeah. She just spends a lot of time out of that house.
Well, first I was kind of opposed to my wife doing this, you know, because basically I like just keeping her, you know, at home.
Sure.
Kind of under my thumb.
To yourself.
I don't like it when she gets out and when she actually spreads her wings.
Right.
But as it turns out, this has been very good for us.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Oh, I know.
Thanks for your permission.
And you were good to me today also.
I thought that's why you called. What? You know, you're just a typical 17-year-old boy. You have to brag whenever you get lucky.
Oh, me so horny. And you didn't even know today. Did you know that that was my... third time?
Your third time today?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Third time. I mean, not with other girls or anything.
Yeah, you know. I was hoping.
All right, third time today.
Well, I thought you weren't feeling that great.
I'm always feeling okay for that.
It's better now.
Yeah, have you noticed? My wife had a cold, and, you know, shocker. I think I'm coming down with it again, like my eighth cold of the year. Have you noticed that when you get a cold, that you get hornier?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When I get really horny is when I get the stomach flu.
Oh, God. That's when your wife is really the lucky one, huh?
Absolutely. That's when it's a really bad, bad case of food poisoning.
Oh,
that's
on.
When I'm horny.
What about that beefer you let go today when Tammy was coming to the office to talk to us about a promotion? A promotions gal, Tammy.
Yes.
I bet you don't like being called a promotions gal. The promotions director. She's about to come in the office to tell me, Mike, about her promotion. And 1 second before she came in, Mike said, hey.
I was putting the full show on where I was leaning over to one side and just ripped one. You know, she was maybe a nanosecond away from actually seeing me on my side, but at that point I said, you might want to come back later. Please come back later.
That was nice.
And she left.
Yes. She left.
She fled in horror down the hallway.
I think that's a good idea that you do that for any women who are unmarried at your radio station, to let them know what they're in for if they decide to ever get married.
I think you're right. I think absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think we've ever farted in front of Christine, have we?
I wish somebody had farted in front of me before I was married.
I think I farted in front
of
you.
I think it's pretty safe that the vast majority of men do that with regularity, do that and enjoy it, do that and are proud of it. I think all women that are planning to marry a man should know that.
That is wrong.
No, I think that's right.
No, maybe the vast majority of men that you guys consort with do that.
Mm.
But not...
real men do, honey.
Yeah. No. Not... some men have manners.
Now listen, I want to tell you something. You know who's got probably the smelliest farts in the world? Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, take a look at him.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Take a look at the guy. He's a nerd. He wears his pants up to his breast line. You got to know he eats nothing but, like, McDonald's fries and stuff.
Sure.
The guy cuts one. Oh, forget about it.
But he might have control.
I bet Peter Jennings does it, too. I'm trying to think of, you know, a fancy lad. So I'm trying to think of all the fancy lads.
You think diplomats have no control over that?
Oh, diplomats?
Absolutely. They're the worst, honey.
You ever see them watching the way they drive?
Yeah.
When they drive and they're alone in the car, that's one thing.
Constantly farting.
Here's another guy I know you like who I bet really has smelly farts. It's Matt Lauer. Your boyfriend, Matt Lauer.
Yeah, got man's man.
He's got beefers.
No, I bet he doesn't in front of his wife because he hasn't been married that long and she's very pretty.
Yeah, he's a golfer. Please. All golfers fart.
And Matt Lauer's farts probably really, really stink. So Charlie Gibson's, I bet.
Charlie Gibson's are the worst.
No, he's a
always
gentleman.
Like fried eggs.
He's a gentleman.
Honey, who has the worst smelling farts do you think of the hosts on late night? Letterman? Leno's? Kilbourne? I'd probably go with Leno, I think, probably as the smelliest farts.
I'd go with Andy Richter.
I forgot about him. Okay, yeah.
Andy Richter. Like,
I forgot about Conan.
Andy Richter going away.
You know who else, probably, honey? Ted Koppel, I bet, has got smelling farts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're talking about educated and men with manners.
Sam Donaldson? I bet Sam Donaldson's are horrible.
Oh, yes. And he probably gives his wife the old Dutch oven.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what?
Mr. President!
I'm going to have to ask my women friends if their men do right in front of them without regard to anyone else's feelings or senses.
You might not get honest answers.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
unfortunately, this is about the last honest place left on earth, this show.
Oh, no. You should. You don't know what women will tell you about their husbands. They would tell you that.
Really?
Honest answer.
What do your friends tell you about their husbands?
Oh, well, you think men talk. No, I know.
Without naming names.
My wife will talk about me like at a table of 40 people.
Without naming names, tell me, hey, honey, tell me one thing that you've heard about another woman's husband without saying anybody's names. One of these awful things you've heard.
No, I'm not saying anything. It's against the woman's code.
Well, you mean your little coffee klatch code? You can't reveal anything.
Oh, yeah, don't reveal. You know.
Even if it's, like, totally anonymous?
Nope, sorry. Oh.
See, you know, that makes me think it really doesn't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's what you're supposed to think. Very good.
She always wins. You know that? We're sitting here, we're trying to double team you a little bit, and you always win.
No, women tell much more in-depth, intense stuff.
I don't think so. Come to the office someday.
That Mrs. X's husband likes to put on leather panties and parade around the woman.
No, it's not even like that. It's not even gossip. It's you tell about your own husband.
Really? Do you girls talk about sex?
Yes.
Really? What do you say?
I say how great it is.
So you lie.
No, I don't lie. I lie to you.
Oh, okay. You know who Mike thinks your mom looks like?
Mike thinks I'm what like?
You know who Mike thinks your mom looks like?
Oh, who?
And I kind of agree with him. June Carter Cash. There's a big old picture of her in the newspaper today.
Well, I'll have to see that.
Bring it home to her.
No, I will. I'll bring it home.
All right.
He's got a good eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but somehow I think that I'm in trouble for it. Don's trying to make it sound like I'm not in trouble, but I somehow, in some convoluted way, feel like I'm just going to cement my reputation with your wife.
And about farting. I got one more thing about farting.
What?
Go ahead. You can see who that is.
All right, thanks.
Maybe that's one of your friends telling you not to give out any secrets.
They don't have to worry. Hello? Hi, Mom.
Oh.
You know who Mike thinks you look like?
Speak of the devil. All right, hey.
June Carter.
June Carter Cash. Mike O'Mara thinks it. I don't think it's true. I don't either. You're so much prettier.
Oh, please. You want to talk about lying. There's some lying going on right there.
I know you used to look like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, my God. See, there was no good that could possibly come of this.
True.
That's right.
I call my mother-in-law Jethro Tull. You know why? She's constantly living in the past.
I love you, but I'll call you in a minute. Mike's talking to me on the air.
Honey, use my DJ name, please.
Oh, I mean, Mike O'Mara's talking to me on the air. And Don. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh, all right, good. I'll call you in my house. Bye, Mom. Okay.
Okay,
Don. She was pleased.
She was pleased.
Yeah.
She was pleased, Sahib.
Hooray, she was pleased. She wasn't pleased, was she?
She wasn't pleased a bit.
She wasn't pleased a bit. What did she say?
She said, "Is that so?" in a tone that I know.
No. Is that so? You know, when I was younger, I used to look like Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh.
Hello, son.
Well, tell her I didn't mean anything by it.
All right.
All right.
See, I know I'm toast.
All right, love you.
All right, I love you too, boo-boo.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say about farting. The one thing about farting, the one thing that's bad. I
bet June Carter has some nasty ones.
Oh, baby. Oh, June.
June and Johnny Cash.
Oh,
Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard.
Death farts. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Oh, command that tour bus.
George Jones.
All those old country guys. Oh, man, you're always on my mind. Oh, rip. Thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Hello, Donna Mitchell. Garth Brooks.
Hi, guys. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say Frida's wrong. My husband farted on our first date.
Yes, listen, men fart all the time in
That's
front of
right.
women.
That's right.
Although... You know, like when Rob said that he went to the Cherry Blossom with his wife and he was dating his wife? Mm-hmm. The one thing that's valid about that is that when you're dating a girl,
right,
you do tons of stuff. I said do.
Yeah.
You do tons of stuff
right.
that you would never do and that you never do again once you are married.
Works both ways, too.
Yeah.
Works both ways. The woman will do stuff for you that she'll
right.
never do again.
Especially sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do all kinds of tricks when you're just dating her, but
sure.
then you get her married, you put the ring to her nose, and then she stops doing the tricks. Hey, got a little fidget in here. Hey, do some of those tricks for me. Can't you do those tricks, you know, the way we used to? Come on now.
You know, the worst thing about farting, though, is because farting is so prevalent on this show,
yes.
and farting is such a big part of my everyday life,
mm-hmm.
that it's very tough to be a dad because... Bart is 14 now,
mm-hmm.
and of course, farting is a huge part of his life.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And he sometimes is so undisciplined that at the breakfast table in the morning,
mm-hmm.
he just cuts loose
yeah.
with a gigantic beefer.
That's when I'm not allowed to do it at home.
And that's when, you know, I know he doesn't believe me when I say, listen, don't do that anymore at the table.
Yeah.
And well, it's nice to know.
Well, I'm mainly giving...
You and I have the same standards in our home life.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one place, well, it's not because I have the standards, it's because I'm the one that... gets yelled at when I do that, but I mean, that is kind of the same code.
Right. But see, I'm just giving him lip service for my wife.
If it's just the two of you at the table?
Oh, you know, carte blanche. And the thing is, when we get in the car, as soon as we get in the car to go to carpool to go to school then, first thing I say is, wow, quite a beef for you let go at the table today.
Do you find...
So I'm giving him mixed messages, I know it.
Yeah. Do you find as far as the car that sometimes, I always seem to... have one as soon as I get into the car. A lot of times that'll happen. And that, if you're traveling with another person, that is very unfair to that other person.
And my son is the worst in the morning in carpool, where we have the... Thank goodness the weather's getting warmer. We'll be able to roll the windows down. I can't tell you how many times we're driving to school, sitting on the Beltway, and I go, what is that smell? And I look over. He's got a giant smile on his face. He's like, I don't know.
So if it's under 40 degrees, you wouldn't roll those windows down?
Oh, no, I roll them down.
Okay.
I roll them down, Mike. Absolutely, I do.
Okay, where are we going? Oh, God.
It's tougher and tougher to be a parent, though.
I can't imagine so.
So tough being a parent. Especially, see, I don't think with girls, you're going to have a whole different set of problems
mm-hmm.
than you do with a boy.
Right.
You know, because it's with Bart all the time, it's don't do as I do as I say.
Yes, that's got to be very, very frustrating.
Do.
Especially when you're talking about what, in my opinion, especially between a boy and his father,
mm-hmm.
is the single comedic bond.
The tie that bonds.
It was with me and my father. And I mean, it was just funny. It was funny, and you always laugh. You laugh, and you laugh until you're 110
and
years old, and you laugh when you're 6 years old.
I laugh even when I get mad at him. Like when I'm mad, and it smells so bad that I think I'm going to throw up.
Right.
When I'm, like, yelling at him and
how
stuff.
How can you not laugh?
I'm laughing at him. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving the kid mixed messages.
Right.
It's like I'm saying, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That is embarrassing.
But
that is rude.
I don't think any damage will be done. I don't think that's possible. That particular thing, I mean, it's universal. I think when God gave us the ability to do that, he did so because he had a sense of humor.
Hello, Don in my show. Here's a guy that says his wife farts all the time.
Really? Oh, you married a pig.
Hello, Jim.
Double standard, and I like it.
At least my wife has the decency not to do it in front of me.
No, my wife doesn't either.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Jim, your wife farts in front of you.
She farts. Well, they call it poofing.
What do they call it?
Poofing.
Well, you can't put a nice frilly name on it and change what it is.
It's still fart.
It's a different code. It's a different code of behavior for women.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, when I give my wife oral pleasure,
She farted.
Oh, that's great.
I have,
I farted
while my wife has done that to me. Mm. You know why? Because you...
But never on purpose.
Oh, no, and it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, right? Out of control. Because it's like the worst thing you can do.
You lose control.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, yeah,
yeah, but it's...
Oh, ha, 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 ha. There you go. Oh, honey.
Would that, did that abruptly end everything?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Fleeing in horror, running out of there to the car, to a motel.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that right in my wife's face.
I have never, ever done that. I have only done, but I'll tell you, immediately after...
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you some of the worst in the world, and you, I think you need a window really to not be in trouble. You need about a 30 second window minimum.
Well, because you've got the intimacy happening
right,
when
yeah.
you're done, and
maybe
it's
more
like,
than that, maybe like a minute or two.
Because let's face it, you know, let's say that you're having sex with your wife and you get done.
Right.
When it's done, and this is not a cliche, but really, what you want to do is you want to turn the TV on, you want right. to get something to eat, you want to roll over and go to bed. The last thing you want to do is sit there and hug, because you know you did all that. Before you got, you know, the nookie.
Sometimes the move is along the lines of, that was fantastic, and you've got the other thing happening, and you say, would you mind going downstairs and getting a Diet Coke, please? Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, and then...
Yeah. Guys, when the act is over...
Yes.
Furthermore, you know, if we could really be honest, be, thank you. Now get out of my bed. But that's exactly the point
yeah.
that she wants, mm-hmm. you know, to be told that you love her and everything.
And that's why if you're right. inside that 60-second window and there's wind breakage, you don't say, well, I'm so glad it was good for you. Fantastic.
Sorry. And little does she know that you are saying...
Mm-hmm.
You know, through your sphincter, you're yes. saying, yes, that was fantastic.
Thank you. So very relaxed.
So relaxed. That's a compliment, honey. As Rudy said,
Jesus,
it's a compliment house. Okay, so your wife farts a lot?
She does. But, you know, haven't you guys been married long enough where your farts don't stink?
I've been married 18 years, and yes, they do stink.
Mine have actually, you know, on occasion horrified me. Okay, not so much that I, you know, ignore them.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
You're the worst. I won't even announce what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you let a big one go.
I do the hand motion.
Like to bring the smell up to
sure.
his face.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's to bring all the odors yeah. up. So he can
it's like a,
smell his own fart.
It's like a, you know, it's like a cook over a hot stove.
Ah, oh, like Emeril.
Yeah, like Emeril Lagasse.
To evaluate.
Bam!
To evaluate and savor.
I'm kicking it up a notch.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
How you guys doing today?
Hi.
Well, first time I slept with my wife when we were still dating, as soon as we got done, I let one rip. And she still won't forgive me. She even told my mother about it.
Mm. It's embarrassing.
Disgusting.
It stunk.
Hello.
Sick. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to talk to Donna Mike about farting.
Okay, well, you're talking with us.
Yeah?
Now about farting here, gentlemen in control.
Go ahead,
dear friends.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, when my husband and I were dating, he turned to me and said, mind if I fart? I said, go ahead, you know, whatever you got to do. He let out the flabbiest, grossest fart I've ever heard in my life.
The swabbiest?
Oh, flabby.
What does swabby mean?
Flabby? Like, you know.
No, what is the word? Spell it, please.
F-L-A-B-B-Y.
Flabby. Oh, flabby.
Right, I took out a flappy.
I said swab, like cotton swab.
No. Flabby.
Okay, flabby.
But he
try not to be sexist here. I'm really trying hard not to be sexist here. It's just it's different when girls are talking
about
it.
You don't have enough female fart callers, you know?
I bet you let some real beefers go, honey.
You know what? He cleared the way. And now he can walk into a room and fart. My son says, oh, hi, Mommy.
Doesn't it, though, I mean, the way we're made, isn't it men produce more... You know, just, I mean, basic biology will dictate that men produce more than women do.
I don't think so.
I heard that there are cows and then male human beings are the two biggest producers of methane in the world.
Really? I think women are way up there, that they just hide them all.
Yeah,
you think so?
Or do you think that they just don't
have them?
Yes, sir. Our digestive systems are pretty much the same, I think, between men and women.
Yes, sir.
I heard, Buzz, it's cows... Male human beings.
Mm.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad
books,
you the male
readings.
Is the same version as cows instead of the females. That's good to know.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. I just wouldn't be doing cartwheels if my wife was walking around talking like that lady. I don't know. You're just going,
yeah, I'll tell you, I let him go now.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Pretty
show.
Lady.
Hello. Who the hell is that?
It's Hank Hill.
Hello, Hank.
But it's not Mike the TV icon.
No, it's not Mike. Hello.
Boy, howdy.
Oh, I wish all these people would stop trying to be Mike the TV icon boy.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
There is only one Mike the TV icon boy who can call us and play his wacky tapes for us.
You guys just shut up.
Who is this?
Nobody likes the know-it-alls who sits around talking about their genitalia.
All right, it's on the screen now. This is Jim from Bakersfield, California.
Mister, I have not begun to project my anger onto you.
Who wants to challenge Mike the TV icon boy?
Oh. I would be lying if I said he wasn't doing a fairly... The audio quality is not as good, but, you know, it's Hank Hill talking about us, obviously.
Would you guys just shut up?
You see, where Mike the TV icon boy's got it on you is that he works at a radio station and he gets to use the real grown-up equipment and stuff.
Maybe, who knows? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, what's your problem, Hank?
That boy ain't right.
What, Hank?
That boy ain't right.
There's only one Mike the TV icon boy.
Who the hell is that? Howard Stern?
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Oh, God. It was something about the hour-long delay when we said something to him, and then the...
Just shut up.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Heard you the first time. Hello. Dynamite.
Hey, Dynamite. How you guys doing?
Turn your radio down, please.
Just did.
Thank you.
My wife and I went out for an entire year, our one-year anniversary. I looked at her and said, you know, you've never farted in front of me. And she goes, okay, well, I'll fart. And she pulled off about a 9 on a 1 to 10 scale. Apparently, she'd been laying there waiting for me to leave the room so she could fart.
Yeah, see, that's when girls do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised when they get together in their little cluster groups if they just don't fart their brains out then, too.
I'd like to know that. I'd like to know if that's true.
Like when my wife has her book club.
You think
when they all sit around in their parasols and they have their little fingers cucumber sandwiches and stuff?
You think they just do cushion creepers and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They probably have farting contests, I bet. Sure.
You know, we certainly don't know what they talk about when they're all getting together.
Well, they talk about us.
Yeah?
They talk about us. They talk about our limitations,
mm-hmm.
how their expectations are much higher for us, you know, how disappointed they are generally with their lives.
Right.
I know what they say about us, Mike.
And you're saying that they punctuate it all with a fart.
With farts, yes. That's right. Thank you.
Hey, guys. All right. Show.
Goodbye. Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wonder if you lost him tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part. I had been here playing for the bus tax. You're in July and select celebrity. I never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words.
Into the interview now, where Tom Selleck has talked calmly about the NRA,
right.
And she's kind of been a nut job about guns.
Can you dim the lights a little bit, Robbie, so I can see this?
So what you want to do is, pretty much in this, take the issue out of this.
And just analyze it from the pure awkward standpoint.
Yeah, and think that she has ambushed this guy who came on her show just to talk about his stupid new movie, as he will allude to here.
walk into a pawn shop or a hardware store and buy a high-capacity magazine weapon that could kill a lot of people, and they didn't do it. The question we ought to be asking is, look, suicide is a tragedy. And it's a horrible...
Still not mattered
yet. 40 years ago, particularly men and even young men, when they were suicidal...
He's stressed, though, you can tell.
Their brains.
Yeah, he's frowning a lot.
In today's world, someone who is...
Just from today's Rosie show.
Nurses their grievance, develops a rage, and it's just as suicidal, but they take 20 people with them. There's something changed in our culture, and that's not a simple...
But you can't say that guns don't bear a responsibility. If the Mike is of the Tech-9 assault rifle, why would the NRA be against assault rifles? This is a gun that can shoot 5 bullets in a second. This is the gun that those boys brought into the school. Why the NRA wouldn't say is a matter of compromise...
All right, now let me pause this for a second. You'll notice that... When he's talking, let me just give everybody a little play-by-play on this. Okay. When he's talking, he's sitting in the chair.
Right.
He's relaxed. He has his arms on either of the you know, arm places on the side of the chair. When she goes to talk,
right.
She grabs his arm.
Yes.
And like when she's talking about assault rifles,
right.
She's grabbing his arm and shaking his arm. And now is the first point when he starts, when she's talking, watch him as he shakes his head.
And she is projecting quite loud. She doesn't need a microphone. She's giving him the Ethel Merman treatment right
but
now.
But now watch him, because now's when he... This is nonverbal, where he'll start to shake his head.
Right.
And you know he's thinking, hey, you stupid cow.
Yeah, he gave her the first... Oh, jeez.
Right, that's exactly what he did.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
All right, back to this now.
Hold on, play. Got it.
Play. Pause again.
Play.
Hit pause again.
Hit pause again.
Unpause it.
Christ. All right. There we go.
I could. I can't speak for the NRA.
But you're their spokesperson, Tom. So you have to be responsible for what they say.
I'm not a spokesperson.
But if you put your name out and say, I can't sell it.
Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not a spokesperson. Remember
but you're
how
saying
calm
that
you said? You'd be, now you're questioning my humanity.
No, not your humanity. Oh. I think you're a very humane man.
Okay,
I'm saying
well,
that if you say...
I disagree with you, but I think you're being
so you
stupid.
Can't say that I will not take responsibility for anything the NRA represents.
I got to rewind that.
He takes this deep breath, which is just
and
like
that was the first time when he said to her, "I think you're being stupid."
I think you're being stupid.
I'm saying that if you
say I disagree with you, but I think you're being stupid.
So you can't say that I will not take responsibility for anything the NRA represents if you're saying that you're going to do an ad for the NRA.
Oh, is he exasperated?
He's pissed.
You can't say that. Do you think you can?
Look. There's, you know, you're carefully skirting the issue. It's an act of moral vanity, Rosie, to assume.
See, right now, this doesn't translate because you're only hearing it. You got to see him.
Right.
He is so pissed.
He took this deep breath.
Cares any less or is any less
I never said you cared
him.
Less.
Well, let me
Tom,
finish.
I don't think you cared less, nor do I think the men in the NRA cared less. I simply
women
said,
too,
and the women. I simply said, why can there not be a compromise on the
there
issue?
Is a compromise.
What?
There's a compromise in enforcing laws. There's a compromise in not allowing kids with guns in school. There's the problem is, and what you don't seem to realize, you seem to have some sort of, look, we all hang out with people we agree with, and you have a very one-sided view of the fact. What you don't understand is laws that
as does the NRA, and the people you hang out with in the NRA have a one-sided view as well.
I hang out with people in the NRA.
Okay, well, you're saying I hang out with people with my views. I'm just saying.
I said people tend to
hang
out.
We all tend to. The NRA does, and the NRA
look, there he is again now.
You know,
now he's
this is a nice one-sided conversation, but you keep interrupting me. Remember how civil you said we were going to be?
I let you talk for 4 minutes without saying one thing. I did. I didn't say one?
No. When he's saying this, when he is saying, now listen, you said we were going to have a nice civil conversation.
Right.
What he's doing now, he's pissed, but he's also patronizing her.
Yeah, he's talking that. He's mad at her now. It's official.
He's saying, you told us we're going to have a nice civil conversation. He looks at her and he pats on the desk like you would if you're talking to a little kid.
Yeah, absolutely. He is officially at the meteor stage right now.
But he's not as mad as yet.
And I should point out, she is also pissed. She is. This is a real battle royale here. They are both really hating each other right now. I love this.
But he just walked into it.
Yep.
I feel for him.
All right, here we go.
Ask a question about the what their philosophies are, and you don't want
to. I told you. When do you want to get to television and violence?
I agree.
Game shows.
I agree. Game shows.
And how do you reconcile?
You mean video games? I agree.
Please let me finish. Let me just say one thing.
No, he's really
what
pissed.
You're really talking about, and what I'm talking about. Is are we a responsible enough society in terms of television, in terms of guns, in terms of everything else, to be this free? That should frame the debate. My answer, unfortunately, in this culture, is probably not. But I'm going to go down with the civil liberties ship. in all the Bill of Rights and apply them.
Right. He said ship, not the S word. Because that's what I thought when I first heard it. But again, now, just if you listen to what he's saying.
You can hear the dry throat. You can hear the stress in his voice.
He's pissed.
He has really been run through the mill here.
Right. And look at him now, right now, when I freeze framed him right now, Mike.
Look at that. It's just
does
like,
he look so
I
mad?
I would like to kill her.
So exasperated. But wait until we get to the part where he says your audience is really enjoying this.
I wonder if he's packing heat.
Okay. Here we go.
You can ask me specific questions about anything, but it's simply stupid political rhetoric.
Well, it's not stupid political rhetoric. He also has freedom of speech, but you're not allowed to scream fire in a crowded movie theater because it threatens the safety of other people. Assault weapons threaten the safety of other people. There's no reason, in my opinion, to have them. You want to have a hunting rifle? Great. You want to have a handgun?
Do you really think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution to guarantee hunting and target shooting? Do you really think that's what the founders
meant? I think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution so that we can have muskets.
Look at him.
When the British people come over in 1800. I don't think it's in the Constitution.
All right, now he's going to turn it up a notch because now she said something that has kind of got the crowd behind
her. Yeah, well,
her.
She's right, too, and this is getting him angrier.
All right, now watch. But remember what I said. Don't take sides.
I'm not taking
sides. If you're pro-NRA or anti-NRA.
Right, I understand.
Just watch the dynamic here and know that she's a manipulator.
Right.
And now what she's done is she's now turned the audience against him.
Mm-hmm.
So now look.
Now he's going to get real mad.
Now he's pissed.
Okay.
But I'm wrong.
You ought to replay that whole thing where she mentions the muskets because you really hear that pregnant pause there.
And watch him when he looks at her. He looks at her like to say, okay, see the condescending way that he is nodding his head at her? he's just like, F you.
And is in the Constitution to guarantee hunting and target shooting? Do you really think that's what the founders
wanted? I think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution so that we can have muskets when the British people come over in 1800. I don't think it's in the Constitution.
Right there, you see his eyebrows? Like,
in the year 2000.
You're an idiot.
But I'm wrong. I guess. This is the problem. Here's what happens. The people with opposing views, there is no compromise because you feel attacked, I feel attacked. You feel misunderstood.
I haven't attacked you.
Well, I think that in a different...
I've disagreed with you.
And I've disagreed with you as well.
Look how mad he is.
But mine comes in the form of...
Look at him.
I haven't mentioned assault weapons once. I haven't mentioned a lot of things once. The nature of this debate, I didn't come on your show to have a debate. I came on your show to plug a movie. That's what I'm doing here.
He's pissed.
You think it's proper to have a debate about the NRA? I'm trying to be fair with you.
This is
absurd. You're calling me a spokesman for the NRA?
Tom, if you're a celebrity and you're doing an ad that says I am the NRA, then what should have been
have a pre... Have you read the ads?
I have read the ads.
Good.
Did you read the ads?
I said them. I read what I say.
Okay, well, I do too.
Oh, now. Oh, hey, hold on. Do you see him shake his head now there? Where he says to her, I see them. I read them. Then he shakes his head like,
oh, he is so
stupid
hot.
Bitch.
He is
so mad at her. All right, let me rewind that again. Because he is right now.
She goes right back. He thinks it's over, and she goes right back to the attack.
I said them. I read what I say.
Okay, well, right, I do too.
I got to rewind it a little bit. Is this great?
Oh, this is so awkward.
I am the NRA. Then what should have been
have
a
you
pre-
read the ads?
I have read the ads.
Good.
Did you read the ads?
I said them. I read when I say.
Okay, well, I do too. And, this is not supposed to be a personal affront, and it's not. I don't say
well,
that
it's certainly
you...
very entertaining. Look at the audience. They're just laughing and having a great old time.
Well, it's a serious subject. I don't think it's a lot to laugh about.
Look at now. He doesn't look at her anymore.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Well, this has not gone the way that I had hoped that it had gone. But I would like to thank you for
right, now look
it.
Now,
anyway, knowing that we do have differing views.
Look at his body language.
I decided to come on the show. And if you feel insulted by my questions, I apologize because it was not a personal...
Now, what he's doing now is
stepping on it. I mean, really, it's just the wrong form for
now at this point. Tom Selleck has turned his body away. He is no longer
you freeze framed it right. Look at that. Look, he is, first of all, he's not only is he pissed, but he is so completely exasperated. It is and now she seems to, you mentioned the backpedaling.
That's what she's trying
to
do.
Going, and you can't rescue this,
and he won't have a part of this. Now look at this. His head, he's sitting there, he's no longer facing her, he's like facing the audience. And his head is just down.
Oh, he is so hot.
He is just like, he's had the wind knocked out of him.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Pause.
right, let me rewind this just a little bit to get some of her.
Oh, he is really... Like, his hands are just hanging.
And look at his head. Look at his head just go down. He's looking away.
For appearing anyway, knowing that we do have differing views, I was happy that you decided to come
shaking on. Shaking his head.
And if you feel insulted by my questions, I apologize because it was not a personal attack. I was meant to bring up the subject as it is in the consciousness of so many today. That was my intent. And if it was wrong, I apologize to you.
Look, he's not looking at her.
It's your show, and you can talk about it after I leave, too.
Well, I thought I would give you an opportunity to discuss your side of it, which is what I hoped that I did. And if it was wrong, then I'm sorry for that. All right, obviously.
All right, did you see that look?
He just goes, yeah, right, Rosie.
Did you see that? Oh, so you got to see God. It because so yeah. much of it is what he's saying with his face and with his body.
Yeah, it's all number. And he has basically shut her out completely now. He is so mad, he doesn't want to have anything to say to her.
He's not looking at her, and when she says something...
She's holding up the movie. Yeah, thanks a lot for promoting that movie.
Here's the last part. This is the last good part where she's going to plug his movie one more time.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go.
What I hoped that I did, and if it was wrong, then I'm sorry.
Rolls his eyes.
All right, obviously, it didn't do much good. But The Love Letter is a great movie with Kate Capshaw, Tom and Ellen DeGeneres. That is the reason you're here, and I thank you for coming to talk about
it. See the face that he makes?
On Friday. Tom Selleck, we'll be right back with Jake Boyd.
And now he's just shaking his head. Now he's shaking his head like, I can't believe this.
Unbelievable. Oh, hey, but they got Bob Barker coming up, huh, to save the day. Wow. Oh,
was that a great tape?
God, that is incredibly awkward.
That's a pretty good tape.
And he, I would say it's a relatively safe bet he won't be going back on that show.
No kidding.
Not likely.
Oh, my God.
You got to just see him. You got to see. He's at one point, his head, he's on TV on a talk show, sitting in the chair, and his head is just down looking at his shoes. And when she said something, he just looks up, and he never looks at her.
Right.
He's now just looking at the audience, and like I'm guessing, looking at his agent, like, how could you book me on the show?
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, and the way it works normally is that, you know, they do these pre-interviews, they get them ready to come out there, and he had no idea that was coming.
She pulled a Jerry Springer on him. That's what she did.
And, you know, that's a guy, I'm sure, that goes into the regular venue, and when they said, hey, we're going to talk about the NRA, I'm sure he's got it all prepared. He's not ready for that, and it was early in the morning.
Fantastic, isn't it?
And then she is awkward at the end, and it's, oh, my
God. He's so pissed at her. He's so pissed.
Well, we called that as far as, you know, just, she is so out of control. It's all amazing. Right.
Now, you ready to have a little fun?
Yeah.
You ready, Mother?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
That was totally uncalled for.
Right.
Found me on that poor man, that poor handsome boy.
Mother, we're so upset. Poor Tom Selleck. Calling the Rosie Show. I bet they have a comment line.
I certainly hope
so.
Hold on.
Sterile.
Hold on.
I bet it was busy today. Mandatory sterilization.
And I watched the whole rest of the show to see if there would be any mention of it.
Right.
None. No mention at all. It's like she just went on with the show. She had the kid from Star Wars on, and she had Bob Barker on. She said, good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everybody. Drive safely. Just another day.
Oh, wow.
Tom Selleck gave her that smile at the end that says, you're stupid and I hate you. You know, and I threw him on her side as far as the issue. I just went, that's just not the right forum for that type of thing.
Uh-uh. And he was trying to get into a discussion with her. I mean, we didn't listen to the first part of it where... Right. He would talk, and then when he would talk, she would come on with that awful nails on the chalkboard voice.
Well, now, what do you mean? Come on.
All right. Let me try this number.
What do you mean, muskets? The cheese.
1, 2, 5. Six, 3, 2.
Uh-oh. Got it. Okay. All right. Now have some fun.
Such big fans. We're gun owners.
Rosie. Mother and I.
We own muskets.
Very upset. I fought in the Revolutionary War.
I'll never forget when my husband came home from fighting the Redcoats.
Hi, and welcome to the Rosie O'Donnell comment line. That's
a line. Very polite.
Comments only. Any calls requesting tickets, addresses, or any other information will be unable to be returned. And remember, this may be used on the air or in any other media connection.
Please, let me use this. Hello? Mother, I'm calling the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you got through, Father.
Mother?
Yes.
I want to tell you something, Rosie O'Donnell.
Tell her why we were so offended.
That Tom Selleck
is a very nice young man, and I don't care if he wears the plaid shirts,
right,
and his tight jeans.
He wasn't wearing a tie on the show.
We like the Tom Selleck.
She was rude to him.
Rosie O'Donnell today was so mean.
Yes, that was uncalled for.
To Tom Selleck that, well, Mother and I were so upset we had to turn on Maury.
That's not a good thing to do, to take a very handsome fellow who's very good on... I love that show that he was on, Magnuson Pie.
That was an excellent show, Mother. I believe that show was filmed in Japan.
Yes, and he's a very lovely...
He's such a nice man.
And she was extremely rude.
And I own a musket.
I do, too.
And frankly, we were put off with the way that Rosie O'Donnell treated Tom Selleck. Why, I told Mother, if they weren't on TV,
right,
I bet he would have popped her one right in her big fat face.
I tell you, we were so upset that she picked on poor Don Selleck. It was just not the right thing to do.
You know, if she wants to get in a fight with someone, why, Mother, why doesn't she get in a fight with that fruity band leader?
Yes, that one. He'd be a good one to have a fight, but not
Tom Selleck.
He's a guest, and she was rude.
She's
and
we very own rude.
We own muskets. Father shoots squirrels at Thanksgiving, and
are delicious the way you cook them in the crock pot.
To review the message, press 2. To re-record the message from the beginning,
no, let's
press
3.
Is it
or
two?
Cancel the message, press 4.
Is it 2?
I think it's 2.
Hello? Mother, I'm calling the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you got through, Father.
Mother, I want to tell you something, Rosie O'Donnell.
Tell her why we were so offended.
That Tom Selleck is a very nice young man, and I don't care if he wears the plaid shirts.
Right,
and his tight jeans.
He wasn't wearing a tie.
We liked Tom Selleck.
She was rude to him.
Rosie O'Donnell today was so mean.
Yes, that was uncalled for.
To Tom Selleck that, well, Mother and I were so upset we had to turn on Maury.
That's not a good thing to do, to take a very handsome fellow who's very good on... I love that show that he was on... Magnuson Pie.
That was an excellent show, Mother. I believe that show was filmed in Japan.
Yes, and he's a very lovely...
He's such a nice man.
And she was extremely rude.
And I own a musket.
I do, too.
And frankly, we were put off with the way that Rosie O'Donnell treated Tom Selleck. Why, I told Mother, if they weren't on TV,
right,
I bet he would have popped her one right in her big fat face.
I tell you, we were so upset that you picked on poor Don Selleck. It was just not the right thing to do.
You know, if she wants to get in a fight with someone, why doesn't she get in a fight with that fruity band leader?
Yes, that one. He'd be a good one to have a fight, but not
Tom Selleck.
He's a guest. She was rude.
And we own rude.
We own muskets. Father shoots squirrels at Thanksgiving, and
they are delicious.
To send this message, press 1. To review the message, press 2. Your message has been recorded. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, well, there you go. Father and Mother.
Made our 2 cents known to the world about Rosie O'Donnell.
I like the way it kind of just trails off in the end.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show. A kind word need not cost much. With half a loaf of bread and an empty cup, I found myself two friends, Don and Mike.
Mike?
Yes?
How much would you pay for Frank Sinatra's toupee?
Probably $500.
Guy wants $15,000 for it.
Jeez, please.
And we have the...
Boy, it's a great one, too. If it's the one he wore in the final days, too, you know, that old gray one that just sat up there on his head like a piece of lettuce.
$15,000.
Down from an original asking price of $1 million.
Okay, the wig sports grayish white hair.
Okay.
5 inches in diameter,
mm-hmm.
and was in the possession of Sinatra's personal hairpiece designer.
Hey, baby.
Asking price?
Start effects.
$15,000. Hello, yeah, this is the Don and Mike Radio Show. We're doing our national show right now on the radio. We're calling about the Frank Sinatra tube.
You hold on 1 second?
Yes. No. It's not like saying no for a change.
Mixed messages. I'm sorry.
No, we're on the radio. We can't wait.
Sir?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no one in the office to make any comments at this time, unfortunately.
Comments? I want to make a bid.
We're prepared to offer a rather substantial sum.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Yes, we're prepared to make a rather substantial bid for the toupee. No, sir.
You're prepared to make a bid for the toupee?
A rather substantial bid for the toupee.
A substantial bid?
Yeah, we were thinking the neighborhood, you know, $1 million.
Excuse me?
We'd like to bid...
But you're breaking up there. I can't hear you.
We would like to bid $1 million.
And if, you know, if there's somebody there that could take the bid...
We can't hear you.
Hello? What a dick.
He was a dick.
What a dick.
We are prepared to offer $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
There's another guy with an IQ of 140. There's a lot of Mensas around there today, huh?
Absolutely. It's been the Mensas show.
Yeah, hi, listen, it's the disc jockeys again. We were just calling you.
Doing our little radio show right here.
You hung up on us, and we wanted to make a legitimate bid live here on CBS Radio for Frank Sinatra's toupee. We would like to bid dollars.
So is that possible?
I'm sorry, sir. You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Did you hang up on us before?
No, sir. You're breaking up.
We are trying to make a legitimate bid on behalf of CBS Radio for what?
Dollars.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't hear you. You're breaking up. I think you're breaking up purposely. If you're serious about making us a bid.
We are dead serious, and I think when we put our bid, we're very good.
Okay.
And so, I mean, all you have to do is the bid, as we mentioned before,
$1 million.
Oh, are you playing a game, sir? You know what? If you're serious about discussing memorabilia, we'd be more than happy to speak with you.
We are serious about discussing Frank.
Absolutely not even on the level of Howard Stern, so this conversation's over. Bye.
Frank Sinatra's toupee.
So serious.
$1 million.
Yep. Frankly, this is clever than anything Howard Stern could come up with.
Yep.
Billion.
$1 million.
Hello? I'd like to buy his toupee, please.
Oh, now we got the fact he's just not going to answer the phone now.
Meanie. We just wanted to put a simple bid in of $1 million.
Now we got an answering machine.
Oh, the machine.
Put it through to an answering machine. Oh, we can leave the message on the answering machine.
Thank you for calling Start Effect Celebrity News.
Maybe we'll be able to hear ourselves. We love that.
Ah, that's terrific.
Or the office is closed. Please leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and a Start Effect representative will return your call. Again, thank you for calling, and have a great day.
She sounds lovely.
You may start your message now.
Yeah, listen, Dickweed, frankly, we're much cleverer than your hero, Howard Stern.
And we simply wanted you to take our bid for the toupee.
And I don't think that Howard Stern has called you up to offer you... dollars for it, has he?
So if there's a chance that somebody could call us back, write down our bid of $1, we would really like you to do that.
For Frank Sinatra's toupee.
Okay, tough guy?
Right.
Message complete. If you would like to leave another message,
I want
to
hear it.
To the mailbox number now.
I want to hear it. Wait, we can't hear it?
Oh.
If you would like to leave another message, enter the mailbox number now.
No, I want to hear it.
Thank you for calling.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, boo.
Goodbye.
just wanted to hear that clever little audio dropout that we engineered. Alien dollars. That was almost as much fun as the time we called the guy that was selling the $36,000 Green Bay Packer tractor.
Oh, the Packer tractor. That guy hated us. Rob, what do I have to do to hang up this line? Will not disconnect.
Call. Please hang up and try again.
The phone is stuck.
Warning, Will Robinson. Danger.
Look at him study it.
If you'd like to make a call, please...
Right, I pressed all those buttons, too.
For Joseph Sinatra.
Hello, Rob.
Thank
it's Frank.
What are you doing there? You're breaking everything. What are you doing? Oh, come on.
Make it stop.
Where's the damn plug? How do you unplug it?
Mike's on the floor.
How do you unplug it? I don't know how to make it stop. Hold on. Charlie's in here. Hey, look at that. Hey, Mike, hold on. Look at this. Look at this, Mike. Wait. You see this?
What are you showing me?
This is the plug. The plug's pulled out and the phone's still ringing.
I got it unplugged and it's still making all the noise.
Oh, my God. Make it stop. All of you, man. Oh, my God. No.
Nope. We have both units are unplugged.
What the hell is wrong?
He's still making that noise.
Oh, God. Make it stop. I can't stand that. We're working on it. This is not too annoying, is it?
It's louder.
Hey, everybody. Good Thursday afternoon to you. We were just trying to bid
dollars
for Frank Sinatra's toupe. The thing is totally frozen up now.
Oh, God.
Totally.
It's totally frozen up.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
Hold on. Look at that. Line 7 is still
all screwed up.
Oh, I don't feel well.
The noise stopped, Mike. You can get up off the ground now.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
I didn't feel struggling.
See, I'm pressing all the buttons now. I don't feel particularly. Can you hear the click, click?
I believe Buzz is right. It's the ghost of Frank.
Yeah, got it.
Hey, screwing with my toop?
I'll get those
effers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Let that be a warning to you.
Not good. Would have been better if it was a Frank impersonation.
Let that be a warning to you, Lombardi.
This is the ghost of Vince Sinatra.
Hello.
Here is a turkey. Do you hear the frog?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, come on. Hello.
Hello?
Some of these lines are still disabled.
This is very weird.
Hello, you're on the air. I think we have the phone problem solved now. Hello?
I just wanted to tell Mike, he makes me laugh so hard when I can hear him screaming like that.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Me?
Yes.
You're so horny.
I would say Helen Hunt with shorter hair, darker.
Baby.
Baby.
That's Don's girl, but that's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Keep laughing for me.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yes, this is Tom Brokaw. How are you?
Please.
I'm Mae West.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Strange day.
Yeah, 9 times 9 is 81.
Well, thanks, genius. I knew that. That's why I asked him the question. One of the few questions I knew the answer to. That's why I asked him.
And that's no calculator either.
No, good for you, son.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I thought Don and Mike, please.
Yes, you're on the air.
Don, I got a question for you.
Yes, phones are working now. Phones working A-OK.
Great. Cool. Hey, my wife just threw me out of the house the other day for watching some stuff on the internet, and I got kids and 14 years with her. They threw me out. She threw me out of the house, and now I'm depressed. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What were you watching on the internet that forced your wife to throw you out?
Think about it.
Well, I mean, you were looking at pornography?
Yes.
Were you talking to anyone on the internet?
No membership at all, man. She just...
No membership at all.
Was it straight sex? Was it bestiality? Was it...
It was Asian girls eating and stuff like that.
Did you log a lot of time on the internet watching porn?
A couple thousand hours.
And were you paying for it?
No, it was on AOL, so I was...
No.
So she threw me out of the house, and, you know, I just... What do you think I can do to get back in good with her?
Well, I'd have to know more about your situation. So, I mean, from my understanding, my limited understanding of porn on the internet,
mm-hmm.
if you get on AOL,
if you get onto a site that has porn, that you can't really get like the dirty pictures unless you have like a
subscription,
Visa card.
Right? Yeah, you don't all those sites you have to get in. I mean, the really good stuff you have to like give them your address and
no.
your credit. No,
no.
Free samples,
really?
Baby.
Really?
Free samples.
Free samples.
Well, and listen, as long as we're on the topic, I've often wondered about this. The reason that guys go on dirty sites on the internet, let's be honest, it's to pleasure themselves. Who wants to pleasure themselves sitting in front of a computer?
Yeah, it's a pretty awkward spot.
Well, I mean, that's why God invented porno videos.
I'm just, you know, I wasn't doing pleasure myself except for looking at beautiful naked women.
The only thing I would think that would be good about porn and the internet would be like getting, you know, getting hold of something like a movie that you wouldn't have to go out to a store to get. But I'm afraid to do that on the internet because, you know, you go to the internet and it's, you know, they can, like, reach out and grab you.
Did you see where there's a site where you can buy booze on the internet?
Yeah, yes. And that's causing a lot of controversy.
Jesus, that's incredible.
Illegal drugs.
Yes, gay teens are buying that. There's a big problem with gay teens today. And we're number one in gay teens. We discovered that earlier on today's show.
Like the gay teens need one more thing to go wrong.
Well, there's a lot of gay teens out there, and I'm just glad I'm not one of them.
Well, you know, frankly, you sound like kind of a loser to me.
Wait a minute, I sound like a loser?
I believe that's what he said, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not a loser. I remember going to one of y'all's shows, and you guys are...
Well, no, I take it back then. You're a big winner!
That's right. Put one in the win column for this guy. You're a winner. We take it all back. You went to one of our Las Vegas-style shows.
Well, no, it wasn't in Las Vegas. When you were at the other station, y'all were at the Crown Plaza.
Then you're a really big winner.
Yeah. You've been with us a long time, so that's two W's.
Y'all were breaking the mirrors...
Oh, right, for Friday the 13th.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. And...
Right, well, listen, then I take it back. You're not a big loser. You're a big winner. You just shouldn't have spent thousands of hours looking at
porn. Well, I meant thousands of minutes. It wasn't hours. Hours.
Well,
hours
okay.
Be forever.
If you weren't paying for it, like, on a credit card,
no.
And if it was just on AOL with one price, like $19 a month,
right.
How would your wife even know you spent thousands of hours or minutes?
Well, I thought I was erasing everything by pushing my files and erasing stuff, but...
Did you download a lot of stuff?
No, I didn't download anything. The thing is,
you spent a lot of time away from your family because you were in there doing that.
No, because my wife works at night and my mom picks up my kids 2-3 nights a week. So,
all right, well, give me your wife's phone number. I'll call her.
It is no.
I'm an off the radio. Give Christine the number, and I'm very serious. We'll call your wife. We'll find out what was going on.
Well, you do that, then I'll really be up the creek.
Well, you were calling for help.
You called for help. That's the only help I can give you. What can I tell you? I don't spend thousands of minutes on the internet looking at porno. I can't relate to that.
Well, I mean, it's just weird.
Do you feel as though you are addicted to that?
I could be. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are. I mean,
did you say anything like, hey, I'll never do it again?
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, I knew that she didn't like it, and I still did it, and I tried to hide it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not necessarily abnormal.
I'm very serious.
No, it's not abnormal.
You give us your wife's phone number, we'll call and we'll see maybe if she's got a different side to the story. Because right now, to be honest with you, that doesn't sound to me like grounds for ruining a marriage with children just because a guy was, you know, watching some porn.
Years, you know? But that's all it was. I mean, I'm truthful to her.
All right, well, no, you're not truthful to her because you lied to her about the internet.
Well, I should point out that when a man is looking for solo gratification, sometimes... Well, hiding is part of the turnoff.
Well, one thing, she was telling me that was considered cheating on her. I'm like, how is that cheating on you? I'm not putting anything in the computer, and I'm not sitting.
Oh, you weren't putting your penis in the computer?
That would really hurt.
I might, but I don't.
That would hurt in the place where the floppy disk goes.
All right, well, listen, do you want to give us her number?
3.5-inch one.
Do you want to give us her number off the air or not?
I prefer not. Maybe I'll think about it, and I'll call you guys back.
Oh, please.
All right?
Okay, yeah. Big winner.
Long-time listener.
Big winner three times over. I mean that.
That's WWW, but then again, you're familiar with that anyway.
I'm very familiar. Too familiar.
All right.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Mike.
Goodbye. Hello, Don, of my show.
Hello. Just called to tell you boys hello.
Hello. Listen, my wife gets pissed when she gets, like, the satellite bill. And she sees that I've ordered pornos.
Yeah, as does mine.
But certainly not to the point where she wants to divorce me after 18 years together. She just will say, why did you order those? And I've always got a perfect reason. Like, well, you were visiting on Flo.
Well, but also, don't you find, at least with my wife, and I think it's similar with your wife, that they enjoy the opportunity to give us grief
about
that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Particular, and, you know, that's one of the things they like
to say to my wife, I have needs.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, sometimes you watch these movies at 9 o'clock in the morning. I go, well, I have no needs as soon as you leave the house.
See, you're much more honest than I am with that situation. She didn't believe me when I said I made a mistake.
Oh.
You know, because I coded in the I ordered it by mistake.
Yeah, 20 times you ordered it by mistake.
You know, confirm your selection by hitting OK.
Yeah, what did you want there, Patty? Hello.
I just wanted to tell you, boys, hello. I just started listening to you. I just moved here from around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I used to listen to, I guess it's Mike on
B94. Oh, yeah. No, that was me, Don.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, I just moved here. I just started listening.
Yeah, you believe that, honey.
But I really enjoy listening to you. I listen to you every day as soon as I get off work.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
She listened to you on that country station.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Country. Yeah, hi.
What? You know, I don't understand why all these wives are so upset about the pornography.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, he gets Hustler. He has Playboy on our satellite all the time. I'm confident that he loves me and he's with me, but I don't get it. What's the big deal? So they're looking. At least they're looking at whom. They're not out looking somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Does he share the material with you?
If I want to. I mean, I look at the Hustler and I read the dicks. They're pretty damn
funny. All right, well, see, you're a whore.
Oh, God. Oh,
thank you for the call, ma'am. I mean, well, you know, you got to call spade a spade. She looks at Hustler, man. She's a tramp.
Oh, you're a tramp.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I want to comment on the internet porn thing.
Yes.
I run a porn site myself.
Shocker.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, total shocker. Anyhow, there are all kinds of places on the net to get free porn all you want. Not just samples. I mean, everywhere.
Anywho.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for that tip.
Yeah.
Thanks for that tip.
Do you find that those sites, and I visited a couple of those sites, and I never go like BM because it always says, you know, put a credit card in there. Uh-huh. But if you go into one of those sites and then you want to get out of it quickly, sometimes it's not easy to get out of it quickly.
That's true.
Like your computer will freeze up on you, kind of. But almost like on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
no,
almost
they do
like
that.
You know, you want to get out of it. You know, like you go
that's
there.
That's because it's so sticky.
You go in there and you get out of it.
All the leave-ins are in there from the previous guys.
It's an intentional trap, and you can't back out of it. That's true. And the only thing you can do sometimes is just shut the computer down and start over.
Thank you, Buzz. Buzz the expert. Excuse me. Buzz the sexpert. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
So the plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, coming as a Broadway in the car, I want to tongue my boots.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Doing an adequate job, Don and Mike.
Help them with job in the city.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. APL American football team. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know. I like to think that that's one of our finest traits.
I agree.
And my wife said that to me last night when I got home. I came home, big smile on my face. She said, "What's so funny?" I said, "Well, me and Mike got on a Bob Hope kick today." And she said, "I know. I had to turn the radio off." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because all you guys were doing for like an hour was going, 'Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.'"
And she said, "When you guys like something,
yes,
you can really run it into the ground." And I said, "Honey, that is one of our best traits, I think."
And the Bob Hope would be something where we've run that into the ground many times before. So it's actually kind of a cyclical running into the ground where it'll be dormant for a while. And
yes, sir. Much like the cicadas, it'll come up out of the ground and it'll beat it in the ground again. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He's born in three different states: in Pittsburgh, Williamsburg, and Harrisburg. Wild.
Yes, sir. He threw it from SMU and he came down in Rice.
Yes, sir.
All right, big show today. We're going to wait for Rip to call us here in a second in the opening segment of the show, and then on with a giant, huge, elephant-sized program for you today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know I've said this before, but I've got to reiterate. Me so horny.
Really?
And listen how horny me is today. Me already had sex three times today.
Oh, my God.
Twice with me and once with my wife. Already today.
Happy spring.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You mean like from the time you woke up?
Right.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, me so horny. Yes.
Two times you and...
By myself. Wow. And if you would like to think of what you were doing, everybody out there listening, think what you were doing at this time and then think what I was doing.
Okay.
It was about 9:15.
Right.
While I was watching Kathy Lee.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then,
no.
God. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And then about 11. And then my wife came home from doing her errands this morning, and I grabbed her about 1:30.
Incredible.
Which is why I was a couple minutes late coming in the office today.
Well, you know something? Oh. It's the warmth of spring.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Me so horny.
85 degrees today. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Me so horny. Damn, I don't remember being this horny in a long time, and I'm generally... a pretty horny guy.
That's something special.
That's a lot. And I could go for a fourth. I may go home tonight and tap that again with my wife.
Do it. That's pretty good. I think
yes, sir.
Would your wife welcome that?
I don't know. It wasn't very satisfying for her. See, by the third time, you would think that by the third time...
you'd be able to last longer.
In the day, I'd last longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I checked the clock, and I'm not embarrassed to tell you that we went upstairs to the bedroom today at 1:30... and we were done with everything. And I'm talking about limited foreplay, the actual yes, sir.
Right.
And then dressed and everything at 1:35. Yeah. You're talking about...
That's pretty close to... well, no, it's not a record for you, but it's pretty close to a record.
4 minutes.
That's efficient.
Total. And that's with everything. And that's with, like, I kissed her neck and stuff.
Oh,
and
Casanova.
You know. Yes, sir.
You kissed her neck. Way to go, stud.
Yes, sir. That's because I had bad breath. I didn't want to kiss her on the mouth. I just had a cigar.
Well, and also, you've been working hard, obviously, all morning.
Yeah.
You know, have some of that, that's pleasuring yourself breath.
I don't think that gives you bad breath, does
well,
it?
It's kind of a workout. Depends on how hard you work
how
at
you
it.
Do it.
You're breathing through your mouth.
Right,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Me so horny. Right, yeah. Yes, sir.
Puts me in a great mood, though.
Sure.
God, am I glad that God invented sex.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sex is good.
Me so horny. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
You got another radio station on your case here in Washington.
Really?
97.1.
They can take a number for better service.
Yeah, everybody's on our case. You know that. You know the rule of this show also, you know, that we don't talk about other shows. You know that.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Willard.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, I know. But
so are you going to go ahead and mention the other show?
Well, hold on. Give this guy a chance, because if it says on the screen that Willard Scott was talking about us on another radio station.
Really? Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, yes, they were talking. I just caught the middle of it. They were talking about some beavers, some rabid beavers that they were searching for.
Here. Oh my God! Listen,
yeah, that's not too right.
Hold on, let me time out. This is kooky. That before the show today, Rob and I were talking in the studio about this story that's been all over the DC newspapers about how there's a beaver that's gone crazy and is eating up the cherry blossom trees.
Right.
And then when Mike came in today, totally like I don't know, we must be giving out some wild beaver vibe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the first thing Mike said when he came in the studio is, "Hey, wild beaver, man."
Exactly. In that dry way.
Yeah, about that beaver. Huh?
And then I had mentioned that was like a great bit for lame disc jockeys.
Sure. Because the perfect safe.
safe bit for, you know, lame DJs.
Because any disc jockey that has in the morning after his name
right.
could do a bit about the beaver that's
yeah.
eating up the cherry blossom trees downtown
right.
and could be dirty without being dirty.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, wild beaver. Is there any beaver in town? Wild, man. Yes, sir.
I heard even one of the news stations locally going, ha, ha, that is one hungry beaver. And, you know, he wasn't trying to be dirty at all, but it still came out dirty the way he said it. I don't know if he was even thinking about that.
That's the type of story, even though it's on the front page of the newspaper and it's like the lead story in all the TV stations, we avoid it because, you know, it's so damn obvious, right?
Right.
But anyway, I don't doubt that these other disc jockeys were doing a bit about the beaver. How did our name come up?
Well, Willard Scott did it all on his own. They said that something about finding two beavers, and Willard Scott says, well, the only two beavers they found were Don and Mike. And he says, I wouldn't doubt if they're out chewing up trees. He said, they're troublemakers.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's good.
Thank you to Willard Scott.
Willard's a friend of the show.
That's good. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now, we've had Willard Scott on the show a couple of times.
Yeah, Willard's, who doesn't like... Willard is an impossible guy not to like. I mean, I've never heard a bad thing about Willard, and I've never seen him where you would say, hey, that guy is a real jerk. I mean, Willard...
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, good. Well, thank you. Thank you for the plug, Willard. Thank you for the plug. We do appreciate it. Hello, Donna, my show.
I'm in the tub.
Oh, baby. Oh.
Ooh.
Baby in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I'm just soaking my ass right now.
I love it when you ask a question, you get a good answer.
Yeah. What is your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, where are you calling us from?
Tampa.
Tampa, baby. Tampa's wild.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wild Tampa's.
Have you called us before?
Never.
Mm-hmm. And why are you soaking your ass, Lisa?
It got burnt.
Ooh, oh, all over tanning?
Yes.
Doing some nude sunbathing. Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble, Lisa?
Shania Twain.
Baby.
Ooh.
Baby.
Shania. Boo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, Buzz.
That's fine.
That's fine.
And she is in the tub soaking her ass. That's fine.
Have you seen the new Shania video?
No.
Where she's wearing the leopard skin
oh,
suit?
Oh, I have seen that. Yes, uh-huh. I have seen that.
Where she has just
bare
like,
midriff.
Yeah, just like a halter top on
whoa.
And then like Peg Bundy leopard pants on. Mm-hmm. And she has one of those big, gigantic old lady purses, but it's also done leopard style.
Yeah, she don't have to sing good.
No, she doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Man, she's good looking for a country singer.
Because mm-hmm.
generally, your country singers are all skanks like Tammy Wynette or the Mandrell sisters.
Breaking the mold of the you know the historical and Loretta Lynn. Let's not forget
please.
That vision. A lot of country fans have already rejected her because she's gone so Hollywood. She's not dressing like a cowgirl anymore.
Please, only a homo would reject Shania Twain.
True enough.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So we got Shania Twain with a burned butt in the tub right now.
Yes, sir. So you're soaking your ass?
Yes.
Would there be any chance, you know, we love it when girls call us in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any chance that you could soap yourself up for us?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, what kind of soap will you be using?
I have a body wash.
A body wash. Oh, an all-over body wash. You'd like to give the brand a plug?
Victoria's Secret.
Oh, ah, good brand.
Moisturizer?
No, it's the Vanilla Mist one.
Vanilla Mist.
I got some Vanilla Mist for you. Yes, sir.
That's a great product, a great wrapper.
Would you please... let's see. How about you start with your trophies, and maybe you could do the lefty for me, and then do the righty for Mike, if you wouldn't mind. Soap it up good.
Yes, sir.
Soap it up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a little soapy.
Okay.
A little soap and water. Where's that? Let's do the bathtub sketch.
Wild.
Yes, sir.
Bob is soaking her ass.
This yes, big sir. Rubber ducky.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's be quiet to get this in.
Okay, they're all soaked up.
Oh, we like to hear you vigorously scrub them, though.
Well, you were talking.
Okay, go ahead. Well, we'll be quiet. Please go ahead.
Can you hear it?
I think you need a little water there. A little splash of the water on. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And now, just for Buzz, would you please vigorously scrub your place?
Please.
Okay.
Something great about a woman calling us from a bathtub, isn't there?
Very nice.
It's a great way to start a show.
It's like we're all in that tub together. We're all there.
Rub-a-dub-dub, three Bob Hope's in a tub. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
that's why I call it marine biology. Yeah.
And I hate to be a downer, but I think I'm getting that same tinny sound on the phone that we did a couple of days ago.
Oh, no.
And it's too bad because we've had, like, some decent phone calls here at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. Would somebody check on that? Robbie, would you check on that?
Sure. See if Wendell can take care of that.
No, see if Dan's here, please. Anybody but Wendell. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling us while you soaked your ass.
You're welcome.
We do appreciate
it. Hope it's not sore anymore.
I hope not either.
Thank you. You got the sore ass.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Hope it doesn't peel.
Use aloe.
Yes, sir.
Oh, a little moisturizer, baby. Hope it's not tickling.
Hello, John Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Hey, Don. How is everybody?
Hey, buddy. We're fine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right here. Yeah, a little soap, a little water. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
It's Shania. Yes, sir.
Hey, that Shania Twain video you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's not her newest one. The one in the leopard skin is not her newest video.
Well, that's, you know, they have a weird schedule on that. It's like,
don't they?
She releases a song that gets played, like, by pop stations,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time, she releases a song that gets played by the country stations.
Did you see her on the Grammys?
Country stations.
Did you see her do the Grammys?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch the Grammys.
Well, the new video she's got out, the song's called I Feel Like a Woman. She's wearing above knee-high leather boots with a dress that barely covers her doodah and a very low-cut top.
I wonder how fast it will be before she disintegrates, because she's too good looking.
She's going to hang for a long time.
She's too good looking to be a country star. At one point, maybe it'll be 5 years from now, she's going to wake up and look like Johnny Cash's wife.
Yeah, seems to happen to all country singers. Mm-hmm. They do a very good picture of Johnny Cash's wife in the newspaper.
And Mike, my mother-in-law thanks you. Mike says, yeah, I get to the office today. And as I mentioned, I got here a couple minutes late. Mike's already going through the papers, and he says, hey, look in USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of your mother-in-law with Johnny Cash.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
And I opened up the newspaper.
Big Frida.
And damn, if June Carter Cash
right.
really isn't a dead ringer for my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm.
Looks exactly like Big Frida.
I don't know how that bodes for my wife in the coming days.
I don't know. Well, you've got a few years. Got a few years. How old would June Carter Cash be? Because actually, I could probably turn this around to being a compliment for your mother.
Mother-in-law. Johnny, buddy, is 67.
Okay.
So I'm positive my mother-in-law is older
than June Carter Cash.
Yeah,
much older, probably.
Maybe
right?
75 or something.
Sure.
Like that.
It's been a hard road for the
first
Cash
thing
is.
I hit Don with when he came. I said, hey, I didn't know your mother-in-law knew Johnny Cash.
You just shoved the picture right in his face.
Yes, sir!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Found out how to fix your phones.
What?
Well, you had them fixed the other day, and they only worked for sucky calls. So today you got the bad calls. The phones don't work. As long as you take sucky calls...
No. Today we're getting good calls. With the exception of your call, all the calls we've received on today's show are just fine.
See, your whole premise, you screwed up. You screwed up with one word. You see, one word. It hinged on you saying, see, when you take good calls, the phones don't work.
Yeah, well, are the phones working now?
Well, as we speak, yes, and I don't know why, because
there you, go.
You appear to be an awful caller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. I just fixed your phone. As long as everybody else calls like me, you're all set.
So if you're going to call with the slightest complicated premise and you screw up any part of it, you're just going to defeat the whole thing.
Well, okay.
You understand that, don't you?
I do. I do. And now I suppose I'll get crickets or something and...
No. The crickets are too good for you. Do you hear me?
That's right.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to start being chintzier with the crickets, because every Johnny-come-lately dickwad calls this show expecting to get the crickets.
Oh, I wasn't hoping.
No crickets for you. No soup for you.
Bravo!
No crickets for you. Hello?
I used to be sad. I used to be shy. Funniest thing I could fancy was flying a blue eye. Going through life with blinders on.
What is this song?
I don't know.
What is it?
The theme to Alice.
Oh, no.
It opens and
you're right, Rob. There's a new girl in town.
No.
Jesus.
Think life is a
people. Oh, dear. Oh, oh my.
Okay.
You get the prize, Rob.
Who knew he was singing the theme to Alice?
Well, it was his own interpretation of it.
I hated that Linda Lavin.
She sings the theme, right?
Yeah.
She's like a grown-up Drew Barrymore.
No, really.
She's awful.
Her husband, somebody famous that dumped her and then like went on the Mike Douglas show and said what a bitch she
was. Ron Silver, is that right?
Yeah, maybe so. Is that the guy with the beard that's on Veronica's Closet?
I believe
so.
Ron Silver.
Was it Abe Vigoda?
Tommy, her son, grew up to be Rob Spiewak. That's how he knew.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Alice.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take that out. It smells like
ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that ass?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
A ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bags. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
The Don and Mike Show. Master haters, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
I was just watching Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And there was this big, fat lesbian chick on. And I swear to God she was on. And,
You were, what time, how long ago was that you were watching Rosie O'Donnell?
Like 15 minutes ago.
15 minutes ago. That's pretty amazing because this show was on 15 minutes ago, too.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we demand your undivided attention.
Well, see, I just woke up from taking a nap.
Are you part of the Proud 4%?
What?
Are you part of the Proud 4% that choose not to work in this country?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Very good.
I stay home with my son.
Okay, all right. Stay home, Mom. Gotcha.
That's
so,
gotcha.
Anyway, I guess this chick was on Broadway or something. And apparently she was doing something on stage in the nude. And Rosie was like, I saw you naked. And the chick's all, it wasn't the first time, Rosie. And then, and then when she was leaving, Rosie's like, give me a high five, and the chick kissed her.
Really? Tongue her?
Mm. No, on the cheek, but you could tell, I think she liked it.
Well, yeah, while you were watching that, did you make any effort at all to perhaps find out the name of the chick?
No,
Okay.
I don't know.
Rosie likes feasting on the yeast. There's no doubt about it. I was just reading something about how awful her show's doing in the ratings.
Oh.
She's, like, last year she was down 40%, and this year she's down another 16%.
Oh, the diva. The diva. You know, when they think they're divas, that's what happens.
It's starting to wear on people a little bit.
Absolutely. It's wore on us after, like, the first 3 weeks.
Right. You know, that is one thing that is amazing about this show. I got to say it, simply because nobody else in this company will say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing that we've been kicking ass for almost 14 years now doing this show.
Yeah. Right.
Considering how fast the public's taste...
Sure.
Goes on stuff as fast as something becomes popular.
Yeah,
it immediately becomes antiquated in our society.
But you'll never get any reaction or any kind of accolades or something like that because of the nature of the program. It will never happen. So if we want to, you know, give ourselves kudos, that's the only time it's going to happen.
Right, but then people come and go, "You guys are jerks."
Right,
we're talking about how great you are.
Yeah, but nobody else does.
Right,
that's it.
Mike, you're great.
You're great too, Don.
You're great, buddy.
You are the greatest. This is the greatest show in America.
No, you're the greatest. And Rob, you're eating again.
I'm not.
No, he's not eating. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call. First of all, you were cracking me up yesterday with that Albania stuff that you were doing at the end where you're working up records.
Yeah, baby.
Alan Bamia.
Funny.
Yeah, baby. Listening to the Alan Bamia show.
That was too funny. Also, I just wanted to call and give props to my wife, Monique. We just found out she's pregnant with our third daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you want a little boy?
I did want a little boy, but you know I was upset for about 2 seconds.
Okay, sure.
Once you hear the heartbeat and everything, what can you do?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm my record.
You're listening to the Alan Bania Show.
Hold on, I'm trying to do an Albanian thing here, and the record's not queued up.
Now, here's Alan Bania.
All right, now, good afternoon, everybody. I got a gas mask and a life vest for caller 100. Right here, 1-800-ALBANIA, baby.
It's the best gas mask giveaway. The gas mask giveaway. Stacks and stacks of gas masks.
I'm the Alan Bania Show. All right, now, good afternoon. 4chan with Alan Bania. All right, all this weekend, it's a tent weekend. We're going to be giving away some government-issued tents. We're going to be checking in with the Alan Bania party van at one of the tent cities. Coming up very soon. Happy weekend, everybody.
Everybody loves the Albania show. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Weekend weather. Chance of heavy bombing tonight. More bombs coming down on the Southland tomorrow. Right now, there's a hint of napalm in the air. 72 on the Albania show.
Serbia's first, Alan Bania. Oh, he's playing the hits while the bombs are falling. Oh, man, that's great.
Okay, one more. I got some bottled water right now. Caller 17 on the Albania phone. Good luck, everybody. Gas mask weekend.
Oh, man. That's what they need over there. Maybe they'd lighten up a little bit.
All right, it's an MRE weekend. That's right, meals ready to eat. I got them for you right now. This is Alan Bania. Hi, everybody. It's 12 minutes after the hour. If you see... What's that president's name?
Slobodan.
If you see Slobodan Milosevic, you tell him have a happy day. From the Alan Bania show.
Sure. We got gas masks, bottled water, everything you're going to want.
Sure.
After heavy artillery fire. Woo, cruise missile time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a question, more of a complaint about Regis and Kathy Lee. I
really?
I watch here and there, and I want to know if you've noticed they have that Millennium Trivia 2000 thing every day.
Yeah, the trivia contest, right.
Yeah, and you think that for the amount of money they're giving away, the questions would be about the entire millennium, but it's just about the previous day's show.
Well, you ever hear their quiz? I mean, come on.
Their contests are like for retards. You know, they go like, he was the star of Forrest Gump. And then you got some woman with blue hair in Des Moines, Iowa that goes,
I don't know.
I don't know. But, Kathy, I love it when you talk about Cody on the show.
Yeah, the people that call up, they're like, yeah, I'm from Washington, and I have 4 kids, and I had an operation yesterday. And they go on and on and on.
Had that lady, Claudia Cohen, on that show today.
Oh, my God, is she a piece of work?
And
huh?
She looked really like weasels had been sucking on the ends of her hair.
Ooh.
It was amazing. I mean, she had a lovely little outfit, a little pink pinstripe, remember, with a pink blouse, but her hair, I said, what the hell is going
on? Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein hair,
yeah,
right?
Just like just out of bed. Tease it up. The weasels have been sucking on it.
I watched last night on the E! Exclamation point TV channel, right. Behind the scenes on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Ah.
And the most ridiculous thing about it was, like, the whole hour was devoted to their producer.
Oh, of course, yeah. Behind the scenes, you know, he probably took control.
Michael Gelman.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny that they showed Regis's office, which is like a big executive's office, fantastic, right. A big desk, a nice a big leather chair.
Mm-hmm.
Show Kathy Lee's office, which is like something out of Cinderella, big gigantic thing.
Of course.
And they show Gelman's office, and it's his little cubicle in the middle of a work area.
Wall dividers.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they showed him out, he has to be the guy that does the pep talk before the show.
Oh, you know you're getting entertained when he does the warm-up act.
So he comes out to say to the audience, okay, everybody, hi, it's time for Regis and Kathy Lee. Let's hear some excitement.
From Gelman, you know, who's just Mr. Excitement. Oh, God.
That's low, man.
I felt bad for that guy.
If possible, knows he have to work with Kathy C. every day.
Right, and who hates him?
He's got to come out and goose that audience every day.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole rap was, I hate guys that have a nice, cushy job like that, where basically you got to do nothing. I mean, how tough is it to produce the Regis show?
Yeah.
But they show him at his desk, and they're talking to him, and he's got the headphone radio on, okay, like a Time Life operator. And he goes, well, basically, I read 10 newspapers a day.
Oh, yeah.
I read about 40 magazines a week. As you can see, while I'm having a conversation, I'm also reading. I'm on 2 online services, and I have 3 TVs going right now.
You are just so incredibly happening, Michael Gelman.
Right. God.
Oh, and should I mention one thing? I'm passionately in love with Regis.
Hello.
I dress him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for you. By the way, first time caller, 2 years listening. You guys are awesome.
Right on.
Idea for your Alan Bania show. You should have Serb Traffic.
Serb Traffic? Oh, please, come on.
Here it comes. All right, here's your Serbian traffic. Ooh, tanks everywhere, baby.
There it is.
That's the Serb Traffic.
Serbian traffic.
Instant request.
Please.
Tanks everywhere.
Woo! Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Mr. Bania?
Yeah, baby. Everybody, the people have voted, and Alan Bania is number one.
Hello?
Mr. Bania, I was watching the Rosie Show, like your former caller, and the woman that the comic is named Leah DeLaria. And
I never heard of her. Have you ever heard of her, anybody?
She's a very famous comic in the lesbian circuit.
Mm, okay.
And also, Rosie was indeed kissing her, and they looked like they indeed had a love connection.
No, maybe that's why she's on the show. I mean, Rosie's very protective of her sexuality, so she would have to have a real personal interest to put a lesbian comedian on.
Do you picture that? Yeah. I mean, doing the full frontal thing to Rosie?
This woman is 300 pounds.
Could you picture that? Can you imagine? First off, you need a clothespin.
That's why they make yum-yum.
Oh, Mr. Bania?
Yeah, there's not enough yum-yum flavored douche in the world for Rosie O'Donnell.
Where's my banana split flavor?
Yes, what? Hello?
I have a song about Albania. It's about 5 seconds long. Can I just sing it?
Sure.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic. Your land is largely mountainous, and your chief export is coal. Crickets, I know. But I don't care.
Okay. That didn't even rhyme, honey. You should get the Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary.
And, I got that from a Cheers episode, actually.
I recommend auditioning for a little group we have in Washington called the Capital Steps. They're always looking for new talent.
Mr. President, we're all very square. We have horn-rimmed glasses, and we sing, and we suck. Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, everybody. Oh, Al Gore, you're a face out, Al Gore. Hello.
It's Bania Mania.
Right on.
Hey, am I caller 100? I need some bandages.
No, you don't. Hey, Albania, what everybody, good afternoon. Now, listen, when you hear the air raid siren go off, you'll be caller number 10 at 1-800-CAMEL. I'll give you a bottle of water, gas mask, life vest. Albania show.
Yeah, baby. Hello, Donna Mike.
The chief export from Albania is chrome. Tell that jackass lady to get it straight.
It's chrome. It's not coal.
Chrome.
I always thought chrome was kind of a man-made product, like something you put on a bumper.
Right. Don't we make chrome in Pittsburgh?
Not anymore.
Isn't that like metal?
Yes, it is metal. A metal.
Do you know where chrome comes from?
No, I don't.
He was just asking. It was setting me up.
I don't know, and proud of it.
We have a new bet going on the show to see how soon it will be into everyday's show. Mm-hmm. With the first time you say, I don't know.
Oh, well.
Who had 415? Whoever had 415 is a big winner
today.
Wins
the pool. And, of course, it should be pointed out that we always look to Buzz because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's a given, though. We don't know.
We rely on him.
I meant to look up chrome before I came to work today. I just plain forgot it.
Chrome is chrome. I don't believe chrome is something that you go into the ground and take it out. I think you have to make it.
It's plating. Yeah, I think it's a man-made thing. It comes from metal, and they coat other metals.
See, now you're working hard. Now you're faking it.
This much I know.
Chrome dome.
Chrome bumper.
Let me look it up.
Chrome magnum.
No, that's chrome magnum.
I know.
Hello.
Chrome.
I wasn't playing a chrome game. It's just chrome dome is what you call a bald guy.
Right.
Chrome. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, she stole that song from Cheers.
What?
She stole that song from Cheers.
Well, she said she did.
Right.
Oh. Sorry.
Thanks so much for the help, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. I was wondering if Mike has watched TLC this week. In the evening, it's had lots of air disaster stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched. We had it on during dinner, and I actually turned it off because there was a head wound. And I
was going to say, who watches TLC during dinner?
I was. You know, that's when it's on, right when I get home. They have a trauma center, Life in the ER. And I had. It really was something where normally I can eat through anything. And they had just a terrible head wound. And when they showed the temporary stitching that they were removing, and the lady was kind of going, oh, I said, please turn it off.
It's what were you having? What were you having?
I was having Mexicali beef. Which
what
is
were you
this,
enjoying for dinner?
It's a combination of like beef and corn and tomatoes, and it just didn't match up with the head wound at all. It didn't look real good to me. Yeah, yeah. You felt some of the effects of that the other day here in the studio.
Sure did, Mike. So did Tammy, I believe.
Yes, from in our office.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Scott.
Yes, hello, Scott.
I have a useless fact for you about chrome.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It's actually mined from the ground. It's from chromium.
Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore is where it was discovered.
It was discovered in Baltimore.
That's my understanding.
There's chrome in town. I tell you something, these big TV guys aren't as good as our chrome. I want a statue of Cal made of chrome.
Solid chrome. You know, chrome was discovered in Baltimore.
Balmer. Hello, Donna Mike.
Oh. I was going to say, chrome comes from chromium ore from Russia.
Let's go get a foot long from Polak Johnny's, go down by the Bromo Seltzer Tower, and look at the big old chrome statue of Cal in town. Hello. Hello. Oh, I tried. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to talk to him about the chrome.
We just found out it was born in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Was that what you wanted to say?
No, my father used to, he used to work in chrome mines.
Pretty dangerous.
Chrome mines. My dad used to, he was a top lander, he used to send things down until he got slabbed by a bumper.
I've been voting for Barbara Mikulski ever since she toured the chrome mine. She came down there and wore a hard hat. Best hard hat in town. I got the chrome seats of the new PSI-Net Stadium. And when you see PSI-Net on the TV,
right,
almost looks like Pussy Net. If you do it phonetically, you know, they've named the Ravens Stadium in Baltimore PSI.net.
Pussy Net.
Pussy Net.
Pussy Net.
Pussy Net. That could go with a yum yum flavored douche.
Oh, fantastic. And chrome crab.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to know with the Albania show, if that would be on from 6 to 10, would that be Bania in the morning?
Bania in the morning.
All right, everybody, it's Bania in the morning. Oh, and I hear them coming on right now. I'll take Connor Chavagin right now and give you a free chance on the Albania show.
That's his 5 o'clock whistle.
You tell your president to shove it. Right here on the Albania show, everybody.
Working for the bombing weekend.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Hmm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, name that Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just going to see if we were going to get the unedited tapes of the peeing contest at the next Las Vegas-style show.
Very good chance, sir.
There would be a very good chance.
No chance. I'm going to talk to Don and Mike, though.
We got three geniuses in a row calling us now.
Welcome to Idea Tuesday, though.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I just want to know, when are you guys coming on to Tampa?
When are we doing what, sir?
When is your station going to be in Tampa? When are you going to change stations in Tampa?
You know, you say one thing on this show, and people latch onto it.
I told you, I spoke out in turn the other day. We really can't say anything. Just let me say this publicly.
And hey, interpret this, you guys know he's all right, man.
Interpret this any way you like. We are very happy with WQYK in Tampa Bay.
Yep. They've done FM, baby, 99.5, I bet.
They've done a super job of promoting the show for the last 5 years. I can think of no reason that we would want to leave WQYK in Tampa Bay.
Bully! Hey, Bully!
I can think of no reason. I don't hold it against them. The fact that they buy tons of advertising for that schmuck Imus and he never delivers one ratings point to them.
I know. Hey,
I don't. Listen, please let me finish. I'm saying some nice things about WQYK.
Come on now, be a good listener, Chewy.
I don't hold it against them. The fact that the company owns six FM stations, yet they insist on putting us on this AM station that shoots the wrong way. That doesn't shoot towards Tampa Bay.
At 6 o'clock, you guys crap out on us, man.
I don't hold that against them. I am very glad. Mike is very glad.
Yes.
Buzz is very glad to be affiliated with WQYK. And if we were to try to break the contract to move to a high-powered FM station, that would be a huge mistake.
I'm telling you, man, I would love that. I can't be in my...
No, that would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, that would be a huge mistake.
And I want to say right now that there's almost nothing...
Mm-hmm.
That would make us change our minds for
right.
that.
Nothing, absolutely.
Nothing.
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
Yes, I agree with you guys. You guys should stay with that station. They're the best. Me and my friends, we don't want you guys to move to FM at all.
Very good. You finally...
You up on that crappy AM station, guys.
You're finally tracking with me. Very good, sir.
Hey, one more thing. I want to tell you how those guys are promoting you guys. I saw this van. It's about a 1983 conversion van.
Yeah, they got the 83.
It's painted on the back.
That's
in
right.
Black and white, man.
Yeah,
those
man.
Guys are really promoting you down here.
Right, see, that's what I'm saying.
Don't leave them. Stay with that station.
Why would we want to leave them? Exactly. They're doing a super job for us.
Don't.
And the other day when I said something about that, again, everybody starts talking about it. The general manager from WQYK calls down here and yells at us and says, hey, what are you guys doing? So, you know, we're very happy. Why would we ever want to leave that station?
Please don't leave, Don and Mike.
Okay, thank you. Now you're with me. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, they start chewing us out. Don't be talking like that on all those stations.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. That guy doesn't want them to go to FM because they don't get FM in Cuba from where he was calling from.
I think a little more Caribbean than, as far as...
Yeah, like maybe Jamaican, didn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was somewhere out there in that tip. And the guy before him was from Baltimore. Listen, guys, my wife was stuck to the TV last night about an inch away, Don, looking for you on King of Queens.
Listen, now they didn't have a lot of shots last night in the kitchen.
Was that you in the white shirt?
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's
once again.
Got a short shot of pleasure.
Once again, Don has beaten me out. I was wearing a dark shirt.
Our new publicity picture, I'm wearing a white T-shirt.
And that white T-shirt, that's how I confirmed that it was our picture there, and it was on their refrigerator.
The white makes you look tall. I thought Don is shorter than... Don, you're shorter, right?
I think we're about the same height, aren't we?
Just about, yeah, about 5'11", both of us.
You want to know pathetic. This is pathetic. That I'm flipping between the football game and... the King of Queens.
Right.
And I see it. I see the picture, right? And I go running into the other room where my wife is watching TV. My kid's up doing his homework. And I go, did you see that? She said, it was on for 10 seconds, maybe. It was blurry. Nobody knows it's you. I said, honey, that was it. We're on TV. And then the next question she says to me, she says, do you really want to make love to that woman? Right? To Leah Remini.
She is damn hot.
Yeah. She looked great.
That was a funny show. That was probably one of the best ones I've seen.
And I said to my wife the same thing I said about WQYK. Honey, why would I want to make love to Leah Remini?
There you go. Exactly.
I wouldn't want to make love to Leah Remini.
No way. She's awful. Awful. Come on, especially those promos that she does, which they run in the middle of that show, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was like a sneak attack.
Yes.
But she said that right out of the blue.
You're just enjoying the euphoria of seeing yourself on the refrigerator, and she zings you with that and catches you off emotional guard.
She said, I was kind of asking my wife this thing when she saw your picture. I said, Joy, you don't want to make love to him, do you?
Oh, your wife is Joy?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, it's Joy's husband, the very tolerant Joy's husband.
Yes, yes, very.
Very progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Very much into a free love society, this guy is. He gets his jollies, actually, out of seeing Joy perform. And you take pictures, don't you, when she's...
I certainly do. There
at our Las Vegas-style show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. You're trouble.
Goodbye.
Yeah, right out of the blue. You know, and then she says to me, I had to turn the radio off.
So why'd you have to turn the radio off?
She said, I didn't want Bart and his friends to hear you saying that.
Oh, no.
You know, meanwhile, then I start my whole thing. I go, honey, you know, that's the show.
It's shtick.
That's the show.
Mm-hmm. If she were to fly down to Washington, D.C., walk into the studio and offer herself, I mean, come on.
She said she had to turn it off. But I said I thought that she would try harder in bed than Giselle Fernandez.
Yes, identifiable moments during the show. Things we have to take back.
Honey, I do think she'd try harder than Giselle Fernandez. But nobody tries harder than you, my sweetie.
My sweetie. Leah Remini, we all fancied her a bit of a worker bee. You betcha. Time to make the honey.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, Don.
Time to pollinate. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Bobby.
I wonder if you've seen the new Jennifer Love Hewitt video on MTV.
I have not. You mean her song, My Breasts Are Huge?
No doubt. You got to tune in. That's definitely something you want to see.
You all right?
Yeah, man. I'm
What do you do? Was that a beverage or was that your own saliva?
A little lung butter, but I'm not a smoker. I got a cold. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Every time I turn on MTV, I have to turn it off because I either see that idiot disc jockey Jesse, the one they had the contest for.
Hate that guy.
They got like all these specials with him, like dance party specials. The only other video that I ever see on that channel now is the new Busta Rhymes video. I hate Busta Rhymes.
Hey, you know Busta Rhymes and Kenny Rogers are doing a remix?
You know who I like is his brother, Hyman. Busta Hyman?
Oh, absolutely.
He's a good rapper.
No doubt. Kenny Rogers and Busta Rhymes are doing a remake of The Gambler. Yeah, you're not going to believe it.
You got to know when to hold him, boy.
Yo, I'm out.
Sold them, boy. Man, I hope they do Lucille. Boy, that'd be a great rap song. You know?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. I'm down with that. Everywhere I went, homie, they call me the cow of the county.
For God's sakes, turn around. Turn around.
Turn around, turn around, turn around. Lady, hey. Sadly, I'm going to show my knowledge of all of Kenny Rogers' songs now.
Because she believes in me, G-Money. Met him on a train when you were both too tired to sleep. Yeah.
Weird.
Islands in the Stream.
You know, they turned that into a rap song already. They just changed the word. You know, Ghetto Superstar?
That's right. It's hard to keep up.
Ghetto Superstar. That is what you are.
Yeah, maybe in the rap community, Kenny Rogers is finally getting the respect that he so richly deserves. He'll be able to buy a house with another golf course. Kenny, don't sell your house.
I love your chicken, man.
Kenny Rogers Roasters. For God's sake, turn around.
Hey, Ruby! You bitch! Don't take your nut to town! Turn around!
He wasn't holding nothing back. You let him have it all.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, please say something and we will continue with our rap tribute to Kenny Rogers.
Yes, I heard you talking about ants and I heard you talking about peeing. And I thought I'd let you know about a story about my aunt who was had to hold in her pee for 6 hours and subsequently lost her bladder because of it.
Mm. That sounds like that Simpsons that I saw Sunday night.
Man.
Or Homer wouldn't let his dad pee
right for
the whole drive back from some forest or something, and his dad's bladder exploded, his kidney exploded.
Well, that's what happened to my aunt. She was in the Air Force, and she went up in some bomber plane or something. They didn't have, you know, a restroom, and she was... the only female among a bunch of males, and they could, like, pee in the corner, but she was too self-conscious to pee around.
God, I didn't know that could really happen.
Mm. Yeah, so...
I tortured a guy that I was going to college with, driving down to his parents' house.
Yeah.
And he stopped me on the Garden State Parkway 3 times. And after the third time, I said, no. And he said, I have to go again. No. And he
good
was
friend.
Going nuts.
You're
we had
friend.
Stopped. We this was about a 2.5 hour drive.
Uh-huh.
And he and three times he made me stop, and then I finally just said no. And you know, I didn't think that I could have seriously injured the guy, but you know, we finally you know, at one point I finally broke down at one of those toll stations, and I said, hop out here and run across the street, and I'll pull over to the side. And he ran and he sprinted, and then he came back in, and then didn't say a word for the rest of. We ended up having a pretty good weekend, but it was just driving me nuts. I said, you know, I was saying things like a little self control, just a little self control. He said, I gotta go, I gotta go. That's five times. And a 2.5 hour drive. It's how big can one's bladder? Bean bladder is what I called the guy. My God, how many times does a man have to urinate?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, do you happen, Don or Mike? Did you happen to catch any of the wrestling last night?
No, I was too busy watching everything else.
Listen, I got to tell you, Ric Flair. You know who he is? Big old guy, one sure. of the famous guys in WCW.
Sure.
He came out last night and he was. You know, yelling and screaming like big dumb wrestlers do around the ring, challenging this other guy to a fight or whatever. And
in a wrestling match?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unusual.
Yeah. Came out and, I mean, he was just talking, you know. Came out and he had a heart attack.
Ric Flair had a heart attack. Was it a live wrestling match?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure it was real.
I swear to God.
No, right. They don't have heart attacks.
Swear
wrestling.
To God, God.
Yeah, listen. Joe DiMaggio is sicker than that guy. Dan Reeves is sicker than that guy. And we got theories about both of those guys, too.
He had a heart attack. This guy believes it. That is why it's still successful, you know? He believes when the kid gets his autograph book ripped in half that the guy really did it.
And how is Joe DiMaggio doing today, Buzz?
No reports, remember?
Doing any more one-handed push-ups today?
They gagged his doctor, so we're not hearing anything anymore.
That was funny, too. I saw that press conference when the doctor came out with the duct tape around his head.
That guy, every day, they come out, they go, sad news. Joe DiMaggio's in a coma. We're positive he's going to be dead by 6 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock, turn the TV on. Hey, it's amazing. He's feeling better. He's talking. He's running laps.
You know, 7 o'clock, making coffee with a Mr. Coffee machine. 8 o'clock, batting practice.
And Dan Reeves of the Atlanta Falcons.
Uh-huh.
You call it a triple bypass. You know what I call it?
Motivation, baby. Probably really did have the bypass surgery, but planned it that way. That's the kind of guy Reeves
is. Yeah, right. Hey, my team is 12-2. We've clinched the playoffs. Doc, would you cut me open?
Yeah. I just want to motivate my team. If you give me a little quadruple bypass surgery, that would really make my teammates...
See, he timed it out perfectly. I saw his doctor on TV.
The doctor was like number one Atlanta Falcons fan.
This guy says, I've been the doctor for the Atlanta Falcons for 30 years, and we'll have Dan Reeves back in time for the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Because we plan on being at the Super Bowl. No. Seriously, folks. Tip your waiters and waitresses. But look, no, here's what the guy says. Really, he says, he won't be able to coach next week.
Right.
I imagine that he'll be able to prepare for Miami. That's the final regular season game.
God.
And he'll be back for the first round of the playoffs.
You'll just see Dan Reeves on the sideline with that doctor and an IV unit, you know, with the Falcons logo on it.
Now, I do remember one time when he was coaching the Bears when Ditka did have a heart attack.
Legitimate, yeah. And Dan Reeves apparently has had heart surgery before this.
So he says.
You think it's all a sham to motivate his team?
Yeah, sure.
Show us the scar, Dan.
Dan Reeves, Joe DiMaggio, Ric Flair.
All of them faking it.
Faking it. Absolutely. Like kids that don't want to go to school. When you would take the thermometer,
sure.
When your mom turned her back, mm-hmm. Put it up against the light bulb,
right.
She goes over and you go, oh my God, your temperature's 101.
Mm-hmm. And if you left it on the light bulb too long, then you know, you'd get a trip to the emergency room. 150? Oh my God, how can you breathe? Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.